This game is F&M Bank in Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, and local focus at F&M Bank in Falls City. Tonight, the Falls City Tigers open the season at home at Jug Brown Stadium as they host the Palmyra Panthers. Tigers coming off a winning season a year ago. Palmyra coming in with an improved team and a growing school, getting more and more players every year. The Tigers are loaded with seniors, hoping to have a big year and pick up more than 5 wins this season. I had a chance to visit with Coach Jack Banger of the Falls City Tigers this week. We'll hear from him, get his thoughts on this year's team and about tonight's game. That's all coming up next on KTNC. Again, our presenting sponsor for this game, F&M Bank in Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, and local focus. That's F&M Bank in Falls City. Back after this 2-minute timeout.
At Sebeka Community Hospital, we believe in supporting families from the very start. Our labor and delivery department is dedicated to being there every step of the way for moms and their precious newborns. Thanks to our perinatal proficiency program, our nursing staff is highly skilled and confident in providing exceptional care throughout your entire birthing journey. From personalized doctor care in private rooms to prenatal education and lactation support, we've got you covered. Great beginnings happen at Sebeka Community Hospital.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
Many businesses don't think they're at risk of a cyber incident. Cincinnati policyholders through Kansas Insurance in downtown Sebeka now qualify for a free assessment, one-on-one guidance from a cyber safety expert, monitoring, and removal of breached credentials found on the dark web. Contact Kansas Insurance in downtown Sebeka to learn more. 785-284-7611. That number again, 785-284-7611.
Airstream Heating and Cooling, plumbing and sewer cleaning at your service, bringing comfort from our home to yours with offices in 2 locations, Auburn and Falls City, Nebraska. Services are offered at residential and commercial levels. Co-owners have 40 plus years of experience and their crew includes licensed journeymen and master journeymen. Available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Airstream Heating and Cooling in Falls City, 402-245-5083. In Auburn, 402-414-5083.
Welcome back to our pregame show. It's time now to visit with Coach Jack Banger of the Falls City Tigers. Falls City getting ready to kick off the season here. Coach, it's been a few years since we went back. We go back to the start of this thing, and you've been building the program. Last year we got to the winning season mark, so I know hopes are high for 2025.
Yeah, I think everybody's ready to play. 12 seniors. Unfortunately, we had one have a season-ending injury in our scrimmage, which really hurts us. He was a kid that was going to be a big-time contributor for us this year, one of the better athletes on the team, Jackson Jorgensen. So that stinks. Unfortunately, that's how football works sometimes, but you feel awful for a senior like that to take an injury right before the season. I know he was really excited. We all were really excited to see what he could do. But unfortunately, you know, other guys just got to step up. And I still feel good about where we're at and moving forward this year. But I think the biggest thing is just have fun with it. I told our guys, you've done all the work. You know our philosophy. You know how to compete. You've been on every end of a way a game can go. You've been in close games. You've been blown out. We've blown out teams. And now it's time to get serious and get this Tiger football program back in the playoffs. And I think, you know, for us goal setting wise, it's, first of all, be able to field the team. That's becoming a deal now.
Right.
And then, you know, win on Friday and then try to, you know, have a winning record, win your district, get to the playoffs, win a state championship in that order, you know. And I think we're at the point now we've been up as far as the winning record. We haven't won our district yet and we haven't made the playoffs. But this year I think we do have a good chance of doing all those things if we continue to stay healthy and practice hard and do all the things we know how to do.
Mm-hmm. You know, just touching on that injury, at our level of football, and this is not to be a disparaging remark, you know, as you said, I think the 27 of the program, you lose that kid for the year, you've lost a running back, your kicker, and a linebacker. You lost three players in one injury, basically.
Yep. Now, offensively, he was going to split time with, we got a transfer in, and I think he's going to be fun to watch. He's a good one. Jaden Wilkinson's coming to us from Bennington, and He's a dynamic player, and it really stinks as an offensive coordinator. I was really looking forward to playing Jackson and Jayton off each other because they're different styles. One was Jackson is really physical, strong kid, and Jayton is one of those kids that's just a gadfly out there, hopping around, hiding behind linemen. That stinks as an OC because, man, that would be fun to watch, fun for fans to watch, to see those two play off each other. But Jayton's still there, and he's ready to go, and he's chomping at the bit. But defensively, it hurts us because Jackson's such a good linebacker. But you're right. With 26 guys, it becomes a huge problem. Practice is an issue. You know, guy gets sick, couple guys get sick. You don't have 11 guys to practice against. That is a real, real concern for us moving forward. You know, our JV, we only have 5 JV linemen. So if one of them gets hurt, we have to cancel JV games. And that's how we build for next year because that JV team is our varsity team for next year. So this is a real problem moving forward. But at the varsity level, I feel really good about this year unless we have a ton of injuries. But I feel confident in our strength and conditioning program. We should be ready to roll and give it our best effort.
Well, if you can keep them healthy, you've got a lot of experienced players with those 12 seniors. And let's go back to your roots, that offensive line. That's where you like to kind of live when you get the chance. But you got some real experienced kids up there, which is nice. They're all basically, most of them are all about the same size, some real experience up there. And, you know, I don't need to tell you, it's all won and lost right there at the line of scrimmage.
Absolutely. And this is a crew. We're not huge. Well, here's the deal. We got a transfer in. The superintendent's son, Caleb Offner, is a big kid. He's 6'6", 288. He's coming to us from 8-man, so he's had to learn a lot. I mean, the last couple months in terms of conditioning and just learning our blocking schemes, he's had a lot thrown at him. But with that kind of size, it's a huge advantage. So he's got 4 guys up there who've all started last year. All 4 were starters last year. Brock Niekalk started since he was a freshman. Dayton Layton's got 3 years. Ashton Martin has 3 years, and Chase Simpson has 3 years. So we got some serious experience up front. And I always knew coming to Fall City, we weren't going to be gifted with guys like Caleb who are, you know, that big. So that's why we went with the zone scheme. I felt like zone schemes were probably, if I could find athletic kids, you know, who could move, you know, and get to the next level, we could have some success up front. So feel really good about those guys. Big teams still give us trouble, obviously, but, man, they hit the weight room hard. We're stronger than we've ever been. So I feel really good about that and keeping Blakely clean in the pocket, knowing our pass protection. So because we have 5 guys that can touch the ball and can all make plays for us. We're going to be a hard team to stop if we can keep Blakely clean and get that zone scheme going up front. So that's our hope.
Tell me about the other side of the ball. Big changes on the Tiger defense this year?
Yeah, we're moving from a 3-5 to a 4-3. We talked in the off season. When I first came here, we were pretty small. We thought, well, let's play 5 linebackers, try to play fast, 3 down linemen. It was a bit of a change for Coach Coatney and Coach Kraft. They played a 4-3 at Peru. I think they're more comfortable with the 4-3. You know, when we talked in the off season, how do we get our kids to play faster and not have to think as much? And so we put another guy with their hand in the dirt. I think the 4-3 helps us with option. Option had been giving us some trouble. It simplifies our option rules. We've been soft in the middle. We felt like, you know, coming into the season, we had the best 3 linebackers we've ever had. Obviously, Jackson getting hurt, he was one of those 3, hurts us. But we have a lot of confidence in Grant Kobza. He's a junior, and he's got Jacoby right there with him, Jacoby Bangert, to play that linebacker spot. So those are 2 juniors. You know, Jacoby's got quite a bit of experience on the offensive side. We haven't needed him on the defensive side, but 2 guys that work hard in the weight room who are athletic. We're going to go with Grant and see how it works, but we feel good about it. They're both really smart players. I think it's just a matter of their physicality and stuff and making sure that they can get downhill and fill their gaps. So really excited about it. I think there might be some growing pains in that 4-3 for the first couple games, but we'll be okay.
Palmyra's coming to town last year. You know, honestly, we were able to take a little bit of advantage of them last year. I think they switched from 8-man to 11-man last year for the first time in a while. So you get a little advantage of that first game, but they're going to be a much improved football team probably this year.
Yeah, great team speed. That school has some speedsters. Now, how many of them play football, we don't know. You know, first game, it's always like a little bit of a crapshoot. But I kind of watch them in track. And their best player, I thought last year, was a running back safety. He was fast. Like, we had a hard time popping long plays against them because they run us down. So we really had to grind and get in there. You know, we had a couple long plays that came on blown coverages and things like that, which I expect probably won't come, won't happen because they are in year two. Having been there, being a first year coach at a new school and trying to implement a culture and a system, you just know that first year's tough. And of course, we had them first game out. I will say, you know, going back and watching the tape, from last year, we didn't play well. We blew a lot of assignments, things like that. So I expect us to be much better, in terms of our assignments and things like that. But yeah, I expect them to be much better. They're fast and we better have it together or, you know, they'll knock us off. And I tell our kids that every week. I mean, you know, every team can beat us, but we also can beat every team now. So, it's just a matter of how we execute and what we do on our end and try to control what we can control.
All right, Coach, we'll call that good. Let's go get the Tigers a victory tonight.
Hey, thanks, John. Appreciate you.
Back with more of a pregame show coming up after this two-minute timeout on KTNC.
Sideline Sports Bar and Grill in Sebastopol has recently opened and has delicious food, cold drinks, and a friendly atmosphere. Serving food from 11 to 9, great appetizers, wings, smash burgers, and other great sandwiches. Sidelines has two pool tables and 18, yes, 18 big-screen TVs. Great place to watch your favorite sport. Stop in and eat before your high school games this fall. Check them out on Facebook. Sideline Sports Bar and Grill, 1008 Main Street, Sebetha, 204-2978.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website Althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today. This September, Community Medical Center is stepping into the future of patient care. Starting Saturday, September 6th, CMC and its family medicine clinics in Fall City and Humboldt will transition to Epic, America's leading electronic medical record system. With Epic's MyChart, you'll have 24/7 access to your health info, test results, appointments, and secure messaging with your care team, all at your fingertips. With questions, call the CMC administration office at 402-245-6503 or email administration at cmcfc.org.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And good evening, everybody, from Chuck Brown Stadium, where it's time for high school football. And right now, we're going to have the Tiger Marching Band of the National Anthem. Along with you, and we welcome you into our broadcast here tonight. Dylan Hendricks. Dylan, welcome.
Hello, good
where
evening.
You? There you are. I'm looking at all my buttons here. I got too many buttons trying to figure out where they're at. I want to try to pull up here. Anyway, the Tigers come in here off of a season where they won 5 last year, lost 4 to Elmira. Didn't win a game last year, but, man, they made a jump from 8-man to 11-man with a new coach putting in a system that the kids weren't used to. And I look out there at Elmira doing, and I see a whole lot more number of football players than I saw last year in the first game.
Yeah, that first year transition is always tough, and then you sprinkle in a couple of new players this year, and it's expected to be a new and improved Elmira team.
And they are huge up front on the offensive line. I think looking at it, their smallest player on the offensive line is 220 pounds. That's just tremendous size for C1 especially. They are a big bunch. Well, let's go ahead and take a look at the starting lineups. We'll go from there. Bill, I'll get the offense, you get the defense. Let's go that way. So here we go for the Elmira Panthers. Coach Taylor Bommert, the Pawnee City High School graduate. He will go in the backfield. Levi Tramp, 145-pound senior. Jackson Chambers, 145 and a junior. At quarterback, David Stansbury, a 160-pound junior. At receivers tonight, Braxton Owens, 160 junior. Leighton Mapson coming into the ball game. He is a 165-pound senior. And the other end is Dylan Reed, a 155-pound senior for the Elmira Panthers. Now, that lineup front includes Lincoln Johnson at left tackle, a 260-pound senior. Left guard is Harvey Warner, 325-pound senior. At center, Mason Meehan, 285-pound senior. Right guard, 255 and a junior. And right tackle is Gavin Wagerman. He's the baby of the line, 220-pound junior. That's tremendous size up front.
And if you're an avid listener of C1 football, you know a lot of players play both ways. So a lot of that size translates over to the defense as well, starting with the nose tackle, Harvey Warner, 325-pound senior. On the DNs, you have Mason Meehan, 285-pound senior, and Lincoln Johnson, 260-pound senior. At the linebacker position inside, you have Gavin Wagerman, a 220-pound junior, and Drake Dowling, a 225-pound junior. Outside linebackers are going to be Bo Davis, 160-pound junior, and John Hippen, 180-pound senior. And in the defensive backfield, at cornerback, you're going to have Jackson Chambers, 145-pound junior, and Levi Tramp, 145-pound senior. And at your safeties, Leighton Mapson, 165-pound senior, and Dylan Reel, 155-pound senior.
Turning over here now to the Tiger offense for Coach Jack Banger. He will go tonight. We'll start in the backfield again. Gavin Bauer will be at back at times. He's a 174-pound senior. We also may see him at a wing or an end tonight. Jackson Wilkerson, 141-pound senior, will be in the backfield tonight as well for the Tigers. Quarterback, year number 4, starting. Blake Nissell, 176-pound senior for the Tigers. Of course, he suffered a number of injuries over the years, so they're hoping to keep him healthy and going upright the whole season for Fall City. Mason Collier is a 168-pound senior. We'll see him at some end tonight. Along with Grant Cobes, a 170 and a junior. Jacoby Banger, 184 and a junior. And Warren Cottrell is a 159-pound senior. Those are the receivers and the skill players for the Tigers tonight. On the offensive line, another longtime starter is 187-pound senior Brock Niedfeld at left tackle. Left guard Ashton Martin, 184 and a senior. Chase Simpson will line it up at center tonight, 229-pound senior. Vaden Layden, 192-pound senior. At the right guard and the right tackle, Tiger newcomer Caleb Offner, a 288-pound senior. That's your Tiger offensive lineup for this ball game.
Starting us off in the trenches for the Tiger defense. Inside, you're going to have Ashton Martin, 184-pound senior, and Chase Simpson, 229-pound senior. On the DNs, you're going to have Vaden Layden, 192-pound senior, and Brock Neatfeld, 187-pound senior. At the linebacker position inside, you're going to have Gavin Bauer, 174-pound senior. And on the outside, you're going to have Grant Kobza and Blakely Sells. Grant Kobza, 170-pound junior, and Blakely, 176-pound senior. And in the defensive backfield, at cornerback, Mason Collier, 168-pound senior, and Cade Cottle, 144-pound senior. And at safeties, Jayton Wilkerson, 141-pound senior, and Orion Cottrell, 159-pound senior.
Our presenting sponsor for tonight's football action on KTNC is F&M Bank in Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, and local focus. That's F&M Bank in Falls City, our presenting sponsor for tonight's football game here on KTNC. Tigers went into the locker room. The Panthers are over on their sideline waiting to get this thing kicked off. We'll take a two-minute timeout. We'll be back and give you more pregame information and kick off the Tiger football season tonight coming up on KTNC after this two-minute timeout.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
At Den's Country Meats, we don't cut corners, just premium meat. From smoked sausages and snack sticks to bacon, broths, and steaks, everything we make is handcrafted by our family for yours. And with state, national, and international awards, the world agrees. Our meat is a cut above. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or online at denscountrymeats.com.
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years' experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver.
Fraud can strike when you least expect it, but F&M Bank is here to help you stay one step ahead. Protect yourself and your family with our free fraud prevention packets. Packed with tools and tips, it'll help you spot scams, safeguard your accounts, and keep your personal information secure. Stop by F&M Bank today to pick up your packet. F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Brown Stadium as the Tiger football will be kicking off here in a little bit tonight. Dylan, you were here last week for the pop scrimmage for the Tigers, I know, and I look down here on the field and I see the Tigers number 22 coming in on a scooter. That's a blow for the Tigers. Fill the fans in a little bit on what happened.
Yeah, Jackson Jorgensen, expected to be the starting running back this year and had a big role to fill with the graduation of Isaac last year, and on a breakaway for a touchdown there in the Gatorade scrimmage last week, got tackled from behind, and has a couple of knee injuries.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Jungle Home of your Falls City Tigers!
Unfortunately, we can't do anything about that noise, but Tigers are hitting the field. Coming out here getting ready tonight. One final earlier today in six-man football. Pawnee City Indians won another game. They went 8-0 last year. They weren't eligible for the playoffs. They picked up a win today over Meridian. 28-22 was the final in that game. The Pawnee City Indians get their first win of the season. So congratulate Scott Brumbaugh and his kids getting ready to go in there with a lot of changes from last year. Over on Sunny 101.3 tonight,
and the Tigers for your
they're taking
and
off for Central Captain Knight, trading a two with Troy Nelson up there. Great
animation
on Sunny 101.3. We've got time for another two-minute break. We'll be back with the kickoff on KTNC.
Hey, Bart here from Farm and City Supply in Falls City. Inviting you to come up and take a look at our line of H&H trailers. We've got trailers for every need. Small utility trailers with a nice spring-loaded ramp gate on the back. Industrial line trailers for your skid loaders, mini excavators. Some of our popular items are the 14-foot industrial duty dump boxes with a good heavy scissor lift, 7-gauge floors, rollover tarps, and our ever-popular 16-plus-6 gravity tilt trailer that is really handy for all those heavy-duty loading needs. So come up and check us out at Farm and City Supply.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Unconnect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, S&L P&C Group Direct Written Premium.
Whether you're a first-time home buyer or you've been around the block before, you may have a dream home that you always had your eye on. What if we told you we could help make your dream home a reality? Frontier Bank has home mortgage experts who can help you make your dream home come to life. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking, member FDIC, an equal housing lender, online at frontier.bank.
If you have considered estate planning and are wondering how trusts, wills, and powers of attorney would benefit you and your loved one, call Halbert, Dunn & Burns, LLC to make an appointment with Mike Dunn or Tracy Burns to discuss and create the best plan for you. Halbert, Dunn & Burns, LLC provides quality legal services in estate planning, probate, real estate, and business planning. Contact the office at 402-245-4486. Halbert, Dunn & Burns, LLC.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And we welcome you back here once again to Jug Brown Stadium. We've had the introduction of the players, and we are ready to roll on this Friday night. Ready to kick it off, and the sun comes out of Jug Brown Stadium. A beautiful night, 77 degrees. Very light breeze, supposed to be less than 10 miles an hour during the ball game tonight. So we will have hopefully a very pleasant night for football. The Tigers won the toss. They said, give us the football, and it will be Elmira to kick it off. Elmira, their kicker, is going to be John Hippen. The Tigers, Jackson Wilkerson back there. He stands back around his own 10-yard line. Tigers go right to left towards the north goal here in quarter number one tonight. Bright sunshine all of a sudden, and we are ready to roll for 2025 high school football at KTNC. Here's the kick, and it's going to be a short kick headed toward the side. Caught about the 27 by one of the Tiger up men, and coming up the field with the football, I believe that was Terrell. And he gets the ball out across the 35 to the 39-yard line, where the Tigers will have their first possession of the ball game.
Yeah, tackle on the play by Carter Cochran for the Panthers here. And a chance for Fall City to kind of set the tone for the season. They wanted the ball. Let's see what they can do with it.
It's Fall City, ready to roll here. I'm going to spot the ball, the nose of the ball right on the 40-yard line. So the Tigers come out. They split a man to either side of the field. They come out in the gun. A couple of tight ends. Blakely Sellers in his familiar spot calling the signals for the Tigers. Five men up front for the defense. The Tigers hand it off and get to the outside for about 3 or 4 yards on the first play will be Jackson Wilkerson. Wilkerson will pick up 3, maybe 4 on the play for Fall City.
Yeah, nice open field tackle there for Bo Davis for the Panthers. He misses that one, and Fall City probably gets about 6 or 7 more.
So second down and 6 now for Fall City. Spot the ball on the 44-yard line. Coming to the near side. Out here for Fall City. Well, let me find my number here. Out here, I believe that's Collier. Option left. Sells. Keith breaks a tackle. Breaks another tackle. He's across the 45. Out around the 48-yard line. He'll be a couple of yards short of the first down.
Trick Downing there with the tackle for the Panthers. And third and short here for Fall City. They've kept it on the ground both times. We'll see what they do with it.
Spot of the 30 to make the 49-yard line. The Tigers over the football, and they're in kind of a push-tush, and Sells running straight ahead. And the Tigers are going to be spotted across midfield. Good for a Tiger first down. And it'll bring up a first and 10. What was that? Wait a minute. Does that ball get fumbled? No. An official there was pointing to the south. I'm wondering if he's moving the chains. Okay. Gain of 2. He had me concerned there for a minute. So the first down of the game for the Tigers will put the ball into Panther territory at the 49-yard line. Gain of 2 on that play. Near side left hash mark. The Tigers march it from the south to the north. This time we'll split Oren Cottrell out wide right for the Tigers, a tight end on either side, one set back behind Sells. Left hash, Sells calls the count, back to pass. He looks, he's got time, and now he doesn't have time. He's hit, he dropped the ball, it bounced straight back up to him, but he's down all the way back at his own 44, maybe the 43-yard line. Call it the 43, a loss of about 8.
Pressure there from John Hippen, and it looked like he might have some time to throw, and then that pocket just collapsed really fast on him. Didn't have a chance, and it'll be second and long here.
Tigers couldn't keep him out. Looked like they were going to give him a good chance there. And now it's going to bring up second down, and the scoreboard says 18. We'll go with that. One setback, trips bunch to the right on the inside, and running the right side will be Wilkerson trying to get outside. He does for short yardage. He'll pick up maybe 5 on the play. It'll bring up third down at all.
Another nice open field tackle there for Leighton Mapson. And Palmyra's really flying to the ball right now. Good open field tackles, not letting Fall City outside and getting the edge.
Gain of 4 makes it third down and 14 to go now for the Tigers. Clock moving. 9:15 to play here in quarter number 1. Tigers come over the ball. It's on the right hash mark now for Fall City. Come to this near right side hash mark. I can't read that number. 28, or it looks like an 88, but I don't think it is. Sells back the pass. Look, he's got 3 men in the pattern. He's going long, and we have a little hookup of feet. Pass intended for Jacoby Bangert. The player has got their feet tangled up, and it'll fall incomplete with no flag on the play.
And unfortunately for Fall City there, that first down pass where you lose about 10 to 15 yards, and it sets you up for a rough drive, and it'll be fourth down.
Wilkerson set back to receive for the Panthers.
So now the Panthers force the Tigers into a punting situation. Their deep man back there will be Wilkerson. And here's the snap. The punt is a high-hanging punt. Hits at the 25, takes a big bounce forward inside the 20, rolling inside the 15, rolling down to the 11-yard line. Excellent punt. It'll go for 41 yards and dead at the Palmyra 11-yard line. So punt is a good one for Fall City. And it will be Palmyra football, first and 10 on their own 11-yard line. Their first possession of the season. Ken with 8:38 to go here in quarter number 1. They'll come out in a spread set. 2 receivers right. That's the short side of the field. 1 to the left. Tigers look like they're in a little man-to-man here. A 4-3 defense. Quarterback calling the snap count, brings a man across the formation. They toss the ball forward to him on a little sweep. He jumps one tackle and gets hit and gets dropped at the 10. Gang tackle. I thought maybe the way they were going after him, it was going to be a situation where the ball popped out, but I guess not. He's got an injured Tiger on the play, though.
And ultimately, there, Gavin Bauer with the tackle, but great job there by the corner to kind of trip him up and get him going down before Gavin got there, and that helped keep it at a 0 yards gain.
Well, the Tigers can't afford too many injuries. They've only got 26 suited, playing 11-man football. We've got an injured player. They're taking the team to the sideline to get watered. We'll take a 30-second break and be back at Jug Brown Stadium on KTNC.
Para Martial Arts needs your help to color our dragon. Your artwork will help us circle our school with the longest dragon body possible. Print out a section from our website, paramartialarts.com, color it, and bring it to the board breakathon, Saturday, September 13th.
enjoy a free lunch, take part in our bully defense program, and cheer on our students as they break boards to raise awareness for suicide and bullying prevention. That's the Board Breakathon, Saturday, September 15th, at Hell Martial Arts, 1522 Stone Street in Fall City.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
8:22 up on the clock, and the Tigers with an injured player getting helped off the field here.
Looks like it's number 28, Mason Collier,
okay.
The 168-pound senior cornerback in kind of a rough injury. He was out here on the left side. The play wasn't even in his area, and it looked like a non-contact type of injury.
The Tiger defense swarmed the ball on the far side of the field. It'll bring up second down and 10 now for the Palmyra Panthers. They'll line them up in a shotgun set. Trips bunched to the right side, a single receiver wide left, ball toward the left side of the field. Quarterback Stansbury tosses the ball back to the right side. The running back is hit and dropped. He'll lose a yard on the play. Coming around that right side again with Jackson Chambers, and he had nowhere to go.
Great job there by outside linebacker Blakely Sells. He didn't overcommit on the edge there and managed to be the first one there. And then Fall City defense really swarming to the ball. About three or four guys end up on the tackle.
Third down and 11 now for the Panthers. Referee, they're going, get that sun out of our eyes. We don't need that here. Let's go down here and play in the middle of the field where it's shady. Here we come with that bunch set to the right. Three receivers over here. The ball's on the right hash mark now. Stansbury calling his snap count. He takes the snap. He drops back inside his five. He airs it up the field. He's got a man. It's caught at the 40-yard line, and that race is over. He's going to score. Catching the football and legging it out is Dylan Reed, a 155-pound senior, and it is a 90-yard touchdown pass on Palmyra's third play of the game.
Reed just got over the top of the cornerback there. A great pass and landed right in his lap. He was able to beat the cornerback all the way to the end zone.
It was a terrific throw. You didn't think he was going to be able to catch up to it, but he got some wheels. That's the one thing the Tigers were worried about was the speed. Palmyra has some sprinters from the state track meet last year, and they used that speed right there. And now in to kick it is John Hippen for the extra point. Ball will be spotted down at the 10-yard line. Holding the ball, the quarterback stands very. The snap pretty good. The kick is up, and it goes through. 7-0. The lead to Palmyra with 7:04 to go in the first. Back in half a minute on KTNC.
Hellman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Hellman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Hellman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Hellman at Hellman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Hellman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Hellman's Ford entire inventory online at HellmansFord.com.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And this scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Services. 89-yard drive there. Three plays, 89 yards, a 90-yard pass from David Stansbury to Dylan Reel. 7-0, Panthers. Here in the first quarter, we have 7:04 left in the quarter.
Stansbury ready to kick it away now for Stansbury. I'm over in Missouri. Excuse me. I got a quarterback named Stansbury. Usually I say Stansbury. I'm over in Missouri doing a game. Or somebody's playing Stansbury Bulldogs. Teed up at the 40-yard line. Hippen ready to boot it away here. His first kick of the ball game came down fairly short over on the side. See what he gets done here. Hippen gets a signal from the official, and we're ready to go. At the 40-yard line, the boot, and this one taken at the 32-yard line. Up to the 40, the Tigers get the ball returned there. And again, it's going to be this time kind of back Warren Cottrell again. kicked the ball the same place twice in a row, so the Tigers again have good field position to start a drive.
Jackson wins the first one there for the Panthers, and looks like they're trying to keep it short and near the sidelines, not trying to let Fall City out on the edges and getting downfield.
6:59 left in the first quarter. The Tigers trailing now 7-0 to the squad from Palmyra. Tigers come over the football, first down and a 10. Sells of the gun. We've got a timeout on the field by the Tigers. They trail 7-0. Palmyra with the lead. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be back with more action coming up after this on KTNC.
Are you needing roof or gutter repairs? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Back at Jake Brown's team in Fall City, John Nixon, Dylan Henricks along with you here as we bring you this action tonight. 7-0, the lead to Palmyra. Tigers over the ball, first down at 10. Sells in that shotgun, two receivers wide right. Split a man to the near left side. That's the short side of the field on first and 10. Snap it. Run it to the right side with the football is Wilkerson again. He gets the corner. Tried to hurdle a defender and got tripped up.
Looked like just tripped up by Tyler Jensen there, but that was one where Fall City was able to get the edge, and they managed to pick up about 12, and they've really been hammering the edge so far, so we'll see if that keeps working for them.
So move the ball to the Palmyra 49-yard line, a 13-yard pickup on that first down play. Tigers need to sustain now. Trips left, one receiver right side, single setback behind Sells in the shotgun. Right hash mark, calling the snap count, first down and 10. Blakely drops back, he looks, he just flares it out of the backfield. He's got a man making the catch, it is Wilkerson. And Wilkerson down to the 40-yard line at 19 on that little flare out of the backfield.
Jackson Chambers on the stop there for the Panthers, and nice job of Fall City being patient there for Blakely, and he found his running back out of the backfield, and he had all kinds of room.
He ends up with 10 yards on the play. Looks like he's going to be a little short, but they'll spot it to the Palmyra 39-yard line. There's just a little breath of breeze coming, probably helping the Tiger pass again if they want to go long, but not much. Nothing to worry about for either team at this point. Same formation, trips right from the near left side. Sells looking things over, talking to his back. Looks like some confusion. Maybe not. We'll see. There's the snap. Option right side. Sells, good ball runner. He pitches it off, and it's going to be Wilkerson around the right side again. He'll be inside 35 to the 34. Pickup of 5 on the play.
And Bo Davis just about had the tackle in the backfield there, but missed him. Tyler Jensen picks him up, but not before that game of 6.
Sells comes over, gets the play call from the Tiger coaching staff, Jack Banger. Year number 4 is the head man for the Tigers here tonight. From the 34-yard line of the Panthers. This time they'll send the receivers to the right side. That's the short side of the field. Single coverage on a receiver on this near left side. Man in motion is going to be Banger. And now they hand it again to the backfield, and kind of like a little water bug, Jackson Wilkerson moving around a couple of defenders to pick up positive yardage. Short gain of 2, maybe 3, it looks like.
Tyler Jensen again on the stop there for the Panthers. And just kind of goes to show you, Fall City really comfortable bouncing it outside right now and trying to get the corner. Cornerback's doing a great job for the Panthers, kind of holding down that corner, not letting them up the field.
They'll spot the ball at the 30-yard line. There's a gain of 4, and we'll bring up 3rd and 1 for Fall City. So your playbook is wide open, but you need to get the first down here if you're the Tigers. Well, this time they line it up in that push, whatever you want to call it. Really comes with a better name than that, Dylan. Blakely under center, powers his way forward, and this is going to be an interesting spot.
Sells on the carry.
You know, I think he just snuck around the right side there, just around the pile, and I think he picked it up.
Yep. He needed one. He got one. So the Tigers pick up their third first down of this drive.
Ladies and gentlemen, just a little heads up.
So
throughout the entire game tonight, F&M Bank
from the 29-yard line.
Free popcorn sponsored by F&M Bank tonight.
Now we'll bring the trip set to the left side. That's the wide side of the field. Single receiver right. Sells calls the count. He's back. He looks. He's got time. He fires out here to the left flat at the 20. He's caught 15-10 down inside the 10 to about the 9-yard line on the catch for Fall City this time. Will be Gavin Bauer. Nice catch and run.
Well,
got some chambers on the stop there for the Panthers. And great drive here by Fall City. A great answer after giving up that long pass. They've really held the ball for quite a bit of time here, and they're driving first and goal from the 9.
20-yard pickup on the play for Fall City. First down and goal. Split men wide to the right side for the Tigers. Two receivers either side. Sells, option right, gets cut off. He steps up inside, tripped up, and he'll fall forward to about the 7-yard line. Short gain of a couple on the play.
Drake Dowden got through there and just got his ankles before he was able to bounce it outside. And Drake with the tackle there. Great job, good penetration for the Panthers.
Spot the ball at the 7-yard line. Second and goal. Tigers huddle it up here. Playing down here on the north end. 3:18 to go. First quarter. 7-0 to score. The lead to the Palmyra Panthers on a 90-yard touchdown pass on their previous possession. Sells in the gun. Three receivers left to the wide side. He turns. He hands the ball forward. And not much there this time for Wilkerson. He'll fight his way down to the 5. And he'll bring up third and goal from the 5-yard line after a pickup of 2.
Look like Davis on the stop there for Palmyra. And for Fall City, a drive where you really kind of want points here. You've got it all the way down to the 5. We'll see what they do here for run or pass option.
Get Sells back there. He's a dangerous player with his feet and throwing the football. All right, we are going to take a man wide to the right. Everybody else in tight and a bunch set on the left. Ball squarely in the middle. Looks like a blitz coming. Sells back to throw. He does out of the flat. It's caught. And nowhere to go this time for Oren Cottrell. He'll get the yard. He'll bring up fourth and goal from the 4-yard line.
An excellent open field tackle there for Dylan Real for the Panthers. There was nobody there, and Dylan had to make that tackle. He did. Interesting decision here for Fall City. The previously mentioned Jackson Jorgensen, who's out, was the starting kicker. So we'll see if they go for it or they try to kick it here.
And a good kicker. So the Tigers are going to line up and go for the 6 here. Cottrell splits wide to the right side. Two receivers left in the gun. No, there's 3 receivers on the left side. Sells gets a man in motion. That's Jacoby Banger to the right side. And Sells going to keep it. Tries to get outside. He does. Turns up the field. Lean stretches it out. No, did not make it. Down at the 1-yard line. He got hit. Powered his way forward. Leaned as far as he could. Stretched the ball out. And they're going to call him down at the 1-yard line. He needed 4. He got 3.
Tyler Jensen on the stop there. And Sells really ran over him. He did all he could. He just came up at half a yard short. It'll be a turnover for the Tigers here. Disappointing finish to a long drive.
So it will be a ball at their own 1-yard line with a minute 22 to go here in quarter number 1. They threw a 90-yard touchdown pass on their last play, their first drive of the ball game. Hopefully the Tigers will avoid that here.
And the Panthers, not much success running the ball that first drive and backed up against your own end zone. We'll see what they decide to do here.
They're going to line it up in the shotgun. Two receivers right, tight end on the right side. Stansbury brings a man in motion across the formation from right to left. Long snap count. Turns, hands it off, and the back is through. he'll be out close to a first down on that play. Jackson Chambers on the carry.
Looked like Jacoby Bankard on the tackle there, and really good open field tackle. There was a lot of room on that left side, and he was the last line of defense. He managed to trip him up, but not before a gain of 10.
Spot the ball out to the 12-yard line. So now it'll be first and 10 at the 12. So Palmyra gets themselves out of a deep, deep hole. Still back at their own 12-yard line here. Bring him in to the near right side. That's Braxton Owens. One back standing beside the quarterback in the backfield. 44 seconds left. Snap it back. The quarterback looking for somewhere to go. Finds nothing but Blakely Sells. He gets dumped back around the 10-yard line.
Great job of filling the hole there for Sells. He was the only one there. But like you mentioned, the big Panther front line has really been pushing the Tigers front line around. But Sells filled the hole well.
I guess when I saw the lineups and looked at it, I thought, well, maybe they're just going to try to run right at it and run over. But that certainly has not been the case so far. So Myers content, it looks like, to stand and let the first quarter come to an end. They lead it 7-0 over the Fall City Tigers here at Jug Brown Stadium. We'll take a 1 minute timeout and be back on KTNC.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
You've retired and you're ready for what's next. And that can look different for everyone. Hi, I'm Matthew Gall with Thrivent, and Steve Stoller and I see money as a tool that provides options during your golden years. Let's talk through your strategy and define your goals so you can enjoy a meaningful retirement. Just call us at 402-315-8711. That's 402-315-8711. We look forward to hearing from you soon.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Back here at Jig Brown Stadium, 12 minutes up on the clock as we get ready. Inter quarter number two.
Just a quick really good tone setter here, first quarter for the Panthers. As you mentioned, coming off an 0-9 season and a chance to turn the page. I think they really did that with their first quarter, a 7-0 lead on the road against the team that they lost to last year.
It will be second down and 12. Second and 12 for Palmyra. They're back at their own 10-yard line here. Start their second quarter of action. They've only ran five plays so far in the game, but as I said, one of them a 90-yard touchdown pass. So the quarterback, Stansberry, 160-pounder back there. Junior calling the count, brings him in motion across the formation. Now takes the snap. We'll hand the ball straight forward, and it's going to be another very short game. Chambers, I believe, on the carry down there. No, that was Levi Tramp, 20, not 26. So he'll bring up.
That's going to bring up third and long for the Panthers.
And Brock Neithelt, first one there. That Fall City D line is really getting a good push for as big as the O line is for the Panthers. We'll see if they go back to the pass here.
Pretty much quickness versus size right now. The Tigers doing a good job gang tackling. Up front, two receivers right, one to the left, tight end left side, that's the near side. And now the quarterback, Stansberry, rolls out, throws over the middle, and oh, it's caught at the 25. I thought that might be intercepted, but coming down with the football, making the grab that time is going to be Leighton Mapson, 165-pound senior.
Blakely Sells with the tackle there, and that ball was just thrown up kind of in the middle of nowhere, and then out of nowhere came the wide receiver. Unfortunately, it landed in the hands of the Panthers, and it'll be a first down.
So first and 10, now spot the ball at the 25-yard line. Same formation, two receivers wide left, one going in motion across the formation. That's Reed. quarterback, Stansbury, taking his time on the snap count, hands the ball straight forward. And there's nothing to do between the tackles and that running game. The Tramp tries to go forward. There are two running backs, both weigh 145 pounds. They run behind that big defensive line, but they don't have some room. They have trouble powering their way out of trouble.
And Chase Simpson on the stop there, really for Fall City, great job stopping the run. He's both inside and outside. All they need now is to shore up the pass defense.
Second down, a little over 10 yards to go here for Palmyra. Stansbury looking it over, brings his man in motion across the formation. Back looking left, he's going to go on a throw to slant. Coming in, and it is caught for yardage by Braxton Owens. Owens across the 30 to the 32. He'll be short of the first down.
Kate Cottle with the stop there. Gavin Bauer was so close to getting a hand on that one. It just sailed over his head, but right in the hands of the wide receivers. Third and in the medium here for the Panthers.
If you missed the earlier announcement,
picked up 112 yards through the air. Just 8 on the ground so far. So with that success story so far, you would have to think they may go after this with a throw here. Trips left. That's the short side of the field from the 27-yard line. Third down and 3. Man goes in motion. We got a timeout called by Palmyra. They lead it 7-0. There's 9:14 to go in quarter number 2 here at Jug Brown Stadium. We'll return after this 30-second break on KTNC.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
All right, we've got 9:14 to go in the first half. 7-0, Palmyra with the lead. They have third down and 3 from their own 27-yard line. Quarterback David Stansbury goes over and talks to head coach Taylor Bomber.
For the Panthers here, probably trying to set something up, took the timeout, hopefully to get their play in. We'll see what they decide to do.
Trips left, motion man, we'll put two receivers to either side. A quick out on the right side, caught, and it's going to be good for a first down.
Catch
over there on a quick throw out to the right side.
Make that
catch over there. Not sure who it was, can't see it. If he'll turn around, we'll know who it was.
Looks like Ryan Cottrell on the tackle, and great play there for the Panthers. Just a little quick out. Fall City was playing back off the receivers, and all you needed was 3. You run a 3-yard in and get that easy first down.
I believe the ball went to that time to Lexton, to Leighton Mapson. First and 10 now from the 30. Where are we at? Here's a throw over the middle. It's caught at the 45. The race is on. Sells giving chase, but he's losing ground. And it's going to be Mapson all the way to the end zone for the touchdown. And the ball will go from the 37 to 63-yard scoring pass. And two big ones for Palmyra give them a 13-0 lead in this ball game.
And just another broken coverage there for the Tigers. They're really having trouble over the top. The short routes they've been able to handle, but it's the over-the-top ones that have beat them twice now.
In is John Hippen to try the extra point attempt for the Panthers. 8:34 up on the clock. Hippen ready. The snap is good. The kick is up, and the kick is through the uprights. 14-0, Palmyra.
Good.
We'll return to Jug Brown after this 30-second break on KTNC.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
This scoring drive brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services and Falls City and Auburn. Call Tasha Arm Connect today to protect the things that matter most to you: your home, family, farm, and future. That scoring drive, 8 plays for 99 yards. That ended with a 63-yard pass from David Stansberry to Leighton Mapson. It is 14-0 now in the second quarter, 8:34 remaining. And for Fall City, that disappointing drive that ended at the half-yard line comes back to bite them. Instead of it being 7-7, it's now 14-0.
So, again, we're ready to kick it away here for Palmyra. 8:34 up there on the clock, ready to roll here. Tigers will put their man back deep. That's Jayden Wilkerson.
Tippett
will kick it. Everything is going to about the 30-yard line on the right side of the field. First two kickoffs tonight. See if that's the situation here again. This is a line drive picked up at the 31. Tigers bring it back across the field all the way to the right side, trying to turn up the field as a flag flies. Bringing the ball back up the field with the Tigers.
Cottrell,
ran to receive the next three. That's Oren Cottrell, but we got a flag down right square in the middle of the field.
Jackson Chambers able to push him out there, and he ran a lot of yards for not getting very far up the field.
It's going to be a block in the back against the Tigers on the return. So instead of having the ball about
the back
41-yard line, they're going to be well back up the field here. Spot the ball back at the 28-yard line. It'll be first and 10, Fall City. Minutes, 32 seconds to go. 14-0, Palmyra with the lead. Tigers come out. Two receivers either side. Sells all by himself. Three receivers on the left. Quick out to the left side. The pass caught by Wilkerson. And Wilkerson able to break a tackle and break it ahead for 8 yards. Did all that on his own.
Robin Wagerman on the tackle there for the Panthers, but great job avoiding the first couple of guys and getting that 8 yards. Looked like he might get stopped right there at the line of scrimmage.
Might have heard Coach Bangert mention in the pregame show that Blakely Sells needed 30 yards to break the Tiger career passing yardage mark. He's surpassed that. I now have 39 yards through the air here so far in this ball game. So congratulations to Blakely. Broke a long-standing record that was held by the former Tiger, Darcy Zimmerman. Darcy's now old and gray-headed and gray-bearded now, kind of like me, always not near my age.
And for the Tigers there, Jayden Wilkerson goes down with another injury and really just can't afford it, and they're piling up here in the first half.
Hopefully that's a cramp. All right, one setback in the backfield for the Tigers, second down and one. Sells back, Sells look, he's pressured, flushed out of the pocket. 35-40, good for a first down, and taken out of bounds on the near side.
Sells on the stop there for the Panthers, and that's the Blakely Sells that teams are going to have to plan for. Can throw it, but really dangerous with his legs as well.
Be good enough for a Tiger.
So the Tigers pick up the first down. The ball will move from the 37 out to the 43-yard line. Pick up a six by Blakely. Tigers now 43 on the ground, 40 in the air. Sells comes over, gets the play call from Coach Banger.
We talk about Sells being, you know, breaking that passing record, but he was also the second leading rusher last year as well. So just goes to show you how much of a dual threat he truly is.
Yeah, he's a good ball player. Ready to go. Two setbacks this time for the Tigers, and we've got a delay of game penalty, I'm afraid, as the back judge throws his flag in the air.
Flag on play, delay game on the Tigers.
Coach Banger says, boys, you got to get it rolling a little faster.
You know, if you remember back to that first drive of the game, Fall City tried to pass it there on first down and set themselves back to about a second and 15 and another long first down here.
First and 15, now back at the 38-yard line. Option left, and the ball's on the ground. Sells was getting hit. He tried to pitch the ball back there to Wilkerson, who's back in the game, and he couldn't hang on to it. The ball ended up on the ground, and it would be a loss on the play for Fall City.
Bo Davis got there for the Panthers really quick, and Sells didn't really look like he knew what he wanted to do there, pitch it or just keep it. He tried to pitch it. It hit the turf, but fortunately for the Tigers, they were able to recover it, but a long second down here.
We have second down from the 32, 18, 19, 20, 21. Oh, my. Second and 21, they lose six on that play. So trips right, single setback. Second down, Sells looks, fires over the middle. He's got a man to pass a little bit behind Jacoby Banger. He goes down, makes
Sells
the catch.
Pass completed to Banger.
And it's going to bring up third down and about 11. As they picked up, as they bring up third down at 12.
That was a heck of a catch there for Banger. He was cutting across the middle of the field, and the ball came to the outside part of his body. There was nobody there, and he had to lay back out, going away from the direction that his momentum was carrying him just to make the catch, but he held on.
It was a 12-yard gain that time. Sells back. He is being pressured again. A flag down, and the pass caught at the 35. Tigers are at the 20, still on their feet, moving the ball down the field. Gavin Bauer, but out of range, it's coming back.
Well,
we got a chop block in the backfield, probably.
Jackson Chambers on the stop there, but we'll see what the penalty is.
Yep, blocking below the waist on the Tigers is going to nullify a gain all the way down to around the 15-yard line.
And just frustrating for the Tigers there. Wide open receiver. There's actually two receivers to the one defensive back about 20, 30 yards down the field. He found the open one, but it's going to be coming back. And we have a third and long now versus a third and about 12.
Instead of first down and 10 at the 15.
Right.
Wow, this is a big one, too. Spot the ball back to the 26-yard line. Let's see, that's 24, 5, 6, 27. Third and 27. 6 minutes to go here in the second quarter.
Fall City just struggling to get out of their own way on this drive.
From the 31, Tigers just hope to get, you don't have many third and 27 calls. Sells back, he looks, he's going to throw, tried to throw a little screen pass intended for Wilkerson. Ball hit short, and it may be just as well because he had a defender just waiting to load up on him if he caught that ball.
And a disappointing drive again there for the Tigers. They moved the ball, and would gain about 10, 15 yards all the way down to that 15 on the one play, and then a mental mistake would bring them back.
Two huge penalties against the Tigers that time. So fourth down and 27. Ready to punt it away is Blakely Sells. Hits a high kick. It's across 50, across 40. It's fumbled, and the Tigers have it. It bounces right to Fall City at the 40-yard line. That's the best play of the night.
And a huge momentum shift for the Tigers. Leighton Mapson back there to catch the punt, and it looked like he just kind of took his eyes off of it. Fall City gunners were right there, and it bounced right up to the Fall City player.
Fall City catches a huge break. Let's see if they can take advantage of it here. The ball will be at the Palmyra 40. 5:32 to go in this first half. Sells looks left, nothing there. Looks right, throws complete. Caught at the 40 and down to the 39-yard line.
Maybe
the catch is Cottrell. Boy, at 3 and that 8, looking an awful lot of luck. Cottrell makes the catch and gets a yard.
Number 8, Bo Davis on the stop there for the Panthers. Once again, great open field tackle. They've really excelled there this first half, and it's allowed them to hold Fall City to minimal yard gains versus, maybe 10 to 15 yard gains.
So this time, the Tigers will split two men wide left. Got a wing on the left, a man wide to the right. Sells, turns. Gives the ball off to Wilkerson. He's been the ball carrier, the workhorse. Goes left, cuts back to the right, inside the 35, and down to around the 32-yard line. He'll have about six.
Dylan Rio on the stop there for the Panthers. And, one of the questions coming in was who's going to fill in for Isaac, and that was going to be Jackson, and then it's who's going to fill in for Jackson in the backfield. Really a great job so far for Jayton Wilkerson.
Gain of seven, bring up third down. Actually, we're going to give him eight on the play. It'd be a third down and one. Third and one from the gun. Blake Lysells, the senior quarterback, calling the snap count for the Tigers. Brings a motion man across. That is Banger. And hand the ball to Wilkerson. Stutter step in the backfield. Broke a tackle, but a flag coming down.
Wilkerson on the play.
If the Tigers have any luck at all, that'll be a face mask. We'll see here.
Wilkerson broke a couple of tackles there to pick up the first, depending on what this flag is.
He got down to the 25, and it is a face mask. So it will go as a gain of six for a first down and a penalty. So now the ball will move down.
With that run and penalty,
how far? To the 20-yard line.
Once again for the Tigers here, a trip to the red zone. Last one finished with no points at the half-yard line. We'll see what the outcome of this drive is.
4:09, the clock winding down here in the first half. We've got a timeout called by Pelmyra. 14-0, Pelmyra leads. We'll take a 30-second break and be back on KTNC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Go ahead, Dylan, that score. You got an update from Nebraska City?
Yeah, an update from a Nebraska City game over on Sunny 101.3. After one quarter of play, Lord Central Catholic leads the Fall City Sacred Heart Irish 22-6 up in Nebraska City with Troy Nelson and Randy Gatua on the call.
So here come the Tigers over the football following the timeout. 4:09 to go here in period number two. Got a back beside the quarterback and a back behind the quarterback, and straight up the middle goes Wilkerson. Jayton, a 141-pound senior, and he'll plow his way down to around just inside the 16-yard line.
Great scouting with the tackle there. And for Wilkerson, you know, just a 141-pound running back, and doubting the 225-pound linebacker, that was like running into a wall there for Wilkerson.
Tigers put two men wide left, tight end, either side of the field. No, right side. They've got two backs in there again. Okay. Option left. Sells tries to keep it. Cuts up the middle. Finds some running room. Breaking tackles inside the 10 to about the 9-yard line. It'll be a gain of about 7 to give the Tigers first and goal.
Looks like John Hippen on the tackle there, along with a number of other Panthers. Fall City, once again, inside the 10. We'll see if they can punch this one in.
Got to cash this one down 14-9 with 3:19 to go in the half. Tigers are right back in the ball game with a score here. Sells with a back on his left side. I believe that's Bauer. Wilkerson behind him. Wilkerson runs the right side, inside the 10, down close to the 5-yard line. They'll pick up about 3 on first down.
Bo Davis on the stop there for the Panthers. And you can see Fall City a little confidence running the ball. They haven't really tried to throw it much this drive, and they're not really trying to bounce it outside either. They're really kind of running it right at the Panthers.
Sometimes that's the best way to attack a big team, even though you give up size. Just go out, you might surprise them a little bit. 2.5 to play. This time the lone setback is Wilkerson. Trips left. Sells back, wants to throw. He's got a man wide open in the end zone. Touchdown, Fall City. Throw the ball to the left side to Gavin Bauer. And the Tigers are on the board. Gavin Bauer from 7 yards away. The Tigers get on the board on on a Blakely Sells touchdown pass that goes to Gavin Bauer. Just what the doctor ordered there for Fall City.
And a nice, kind of probably sigh of relief there for the Tigers to punch that one in, especially with how that last drive ended there at the half-yard line and then allowing the Panthers to drive all the way down and score their next touchdown.
Elijah Layden, a lefty in there to kick the extra point attempt. It's up. It's a high kick, and it is no good. Sailed off to the side. 14-6. Elmira with the lead. We're back in 30 seconds on TNC.
Elmira 14.
Great news for Northeast Kansas. Sabetha Community Hospital is proud to welcome Dr. Samuel Bruna, a highly skilled and compassionate general surgeon, to our team. Dr. Bruna joins our dedicated general surgery department, offering comprehensive surgical services right here close to home. With 24/7 surgical coverage, our team is committed to growing rural general surgery. So keep your healthcare local. Most general surgical procedures can be performed right here at Sabetha Community Hospital.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And welcome back here to Judge Brown Stadium. This scoring drive brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Fall City and Auburn. Call Pasha Earn Connect today to protect the things that matter most to you, your home, your family, farm, and future. For Fall City, a 7-play, 40-yard drive that ends in the end zone on a 5-yard pass from Blakely Zell to Gavin Bauer. The kick, though, no good, and we talked about it, a little bit earlier, the starting kicker, running back, Jackson Jorgensen out, and it comes back to haunt him on the missed extra point.
Ready to go, here with the kickoff for the Tigers. Kicking it away will be Vaden Layden. Elmira, ready to go here with their deep men. Here's a high end-over-end kick. It's going to come down to the 20-yard line. Coming up the field of the football is Owens. Owens runs the right side and is taken out of bounds on that far side of the field out across the 30-yard line.
Looks like Orion Cottrell that ran him out of bounds there. Great kickoff coverage there for the Tigers. It looked like he was trying to bounce it outside and just wasn't able to get the edge.
They're going to spot the ball at the
32-yard line.
2:13 to go in the first half. 14-6, Palmyra with the lead. Two long drives, a 90-yard touchdown pass for Palmyra. And another big play of 63 yards through the air. Sun is gone now. Motion man across the formation from the left to the right. Quick throw out there by Stansbury. He's got his man. First tackle missed, but they tripped the receiver up. And he'll be forward for a few yards on the play. That was late Mapton on the catch. He'll pick up about four.
Able to break that first tackle, but Jayton Wilkerson, great stop there in the open field to hold him to just about a four-yard gain. Not surprising to see Palmyra go through the air here.
No, 183 yards through the air already in this game for Palmyra. Minute 40 to go. They've got one timeout left here in this first half. The clock says two, but I think they've ticked two. And now an option up the middle, and there's nothing doing this time. The quarterback kept the football, and I don't think he got anything.
Great tackle there for Grant Cope to fill in the hole in the linebacker position. And for Palmyra, really interesting to see them, run the ball here. You'd think with their deep threat that they've had the whole game, they'd try to take a couple of shots downfield.
Better be alive here, the Tiger backfield defense. Minute 5 to go. They put two receivers on either side of the formation. The wide side is the left side. Ball's on the right hash. Motion man coming across. We'll have three receivers on the near left side. And we've got timeout called by Palmyra. With 54 seconds to go in the half, they lead the Tigers 14-6. And we're taking a 30-second break to be back on KTNC.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
54 seconds left in the first half. It is third down and 6 for Palmyra. They have an 8-point lead in this ball game. Just before halftime, they'll come over the football. Again, it's right hash.
Tigers don't want to get caught sleeping here in the backfield. It wouldn't surprise me to see Palmyra take a shot down the field.
That was their last timeout. All right. It will be the quarterback stands very calm on the snap count. He's back. He looks right. He throws up in the air. It is caught and a hard, quick hit on Abson by the Tiger defenders. That'll be good for a first down. We've got another Tiger player injured on the far side of the field.
Wilkerson looks like another cramp over there for Wilkerson. Try to get him stretched out here, but great job hitting him in the air and kind of forcing him backward. If he lets him come down with that and just kind of inch forward, it's probably a first down, but instead now third down it looks like.
I don't think so. There they go. Now they're changing again. Just enough. I thought he was well beyond the chains, but I said, well, they did push him back, but got him forward progress. So Tigers with yet another player down. We'll take another 30-second break. You're listening to Tiger Football on KTNC.
Sideline Sports Bar and Grill in Sabetha has recently opened and has delicious food, cold drinks, and a friendly atmosphere. Serving food from 11 to 9, great appetizers, wings, smash burgers, and other great sandwiches. Sidelines has two pool tables and 18, yes, 18 big screen TVs. Great place to watch your favorite sport. Stop in and eat before your high school games this fall. Check them out on Facebook. Sidelines Sports Bar and Grill, 1008 Main Street, Sabetha, 284-2978.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back to Jug Brown Stadium. I'm John Nixon. We've got Dylan Hendricks sitting next to me and Aaron Wisdom running the show back at the KTNC studios, making sure everything gets pushed in the right order to keep us going, or we're in trouble without it.
Yes, we are. And Palmyra here, not taking too many shots down the field, a lot of short passes. But gaining yards.
Clock is winding for first down and 10. And now the quarterback stands very back, rolls, gets hit, throws, and it's incomplete over the head of an intended receiver, Owens. And
stands very fast.
Just about a yard short of being a Fall City interception.
Looked like Carson Sampson there for the Tigers, possibly getting in the backfield and really putting some pressure on the quarterback there, making him overthrow that pass.
They came over the football, second down and 10 now with 35 seconds to go. They run and get tackled. They've got no timeouts left here. Stansbury back. He throws over the middle, and it's caught at the 40. They'll be inside the Tiger 40 at 39. Catch again by Leighton Mapson.
Grant Cobes with the tackle there, but once again, a pass over the middle, and it finds the Panther receiver in a crowd of Tiger defensive backs.
19-yard pickup and a first down. Now they drop back to pass, and now they're going for the end, and the Tigers intercept the football at the 20-yard line. Coming back up the field with room to run. Tigers across the 35-yard line and finally brought down is the Tiger defender back there. With the interception.
Huge interception for Cottrell there. And it looked like the Panthers receiver was wide open. He was really reading that, and he got over there in time. The ball hung up in the air quite a long time and allowed Cottrell to get over there just in time to pick it off. And really a great end to the first half of what was looking like a promising
We're not done yet. 8 seconds to go. Timeout Fall City down by 8, 14-6. We'll see what magic Coach Banger has in his playbook after this 30-second timeout.
Many businesses don't think they're at risk of a cyber incident. Cincinnati policyholders through Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha now qualify for a free assessment, one-on-one guidance from a cyber safety expert, monitoring, and removal of breached credentials found on the dark web. Contact Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha to learn more. 785-284-7611. That number again, 785-284-7611.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We are back at Jug Brown Stadium, and we are waiting to see here what transpires next. Tigers have the ball. Boy, it's getting dark all of a sudden now. Tigers don't have anybody out wide. They're maybe just going to take a knee, and that's what they do. Sells takes the knee, and that'll bring the half to an end. rather than throw it deep and have something really happen.
Tigers
taking the halftime score. It's the Palmyra Panthers 14, the Fall City Tigers 6. That is the score in our KTNC Game of the Week. Our presenting sponsor for tonight's game, F&M Bank in Fall City. Local decisions, local solutions, and local focus at F&M Bank in Fall City. We'll take a two-minute timeout. We'll be back and take a look at the first half scoring coming up on KTNC.
Airstream Heating and Cooling, Plumbing and Sewer Cleaning, Auburn and Fall City, Nebraska. HVAC services include HVAC install, equipment replacement, new construction, and any repairs. Plumbing services include install, repairs, servicing, new construction, and sewer cleaning. They are on Facebook. In Auburn, call 402-414-7083. Fall City, 402-245-5083. Bringing comfort from our home to yours.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits, including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance, and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today. This September, Community Medical Center is stepping into the future of patient care. Starting Saturday, September 6th, CMC and its family medicine clinics in Fall City and Humboldt will transition to Epic, America's leading electronic medical record system. With Epic's MyChart, you'll have 24/7 access to your health info, test results, appointments, and secure messaging with your care team, all at your fingertips. With questions, call the CMC Administration Office at 402-245-6503 or email administration at cmcfc.org.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And welcome back here to Fall City, Nebraska, Jug Brown Stadium, where the Palmyra Panthers lead 14-6 at halftime over the home Fall City Tigers. Let's go ahead and recap the scoring for the first half. And really, for the Palmyra Panthers, it's been not long drives, it's been big plays. With 7:04 remaining in that first quarter, a 90-yard pass from David Stansbury to Dylan Rio put the Panthers up 7-0, and they would follow that up in the second quarter with another 63-yard pass from Stansbury to Leighton Mapson. Both of those extra points were good, and it would be 14-0 for the Panthers before Fall City with a nice break on a muffed fumble punt. They were able to then drive the 40 yards in seven plays, set up a 5-yard touchdown pass from Blakely Sells to Gavin Bauer to get us to where we're at here at halftime, 14-6, the Panthers over Fall City. That scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Fall City and Auburn. Call Tasha Arm Connect today to protect the things that matter most to you, your home, family, farm, and future.
Now your marching band out on the field putting on a show for us. We're going to take a two-minute timeout. We're going to hear the weather forecast, see how wet the weekend's going to be. Hear from more of our sponsors, and we'll be back with a look at some of the first half numbers coming up in a few minutes on KTNC. You're listening to Tiger Football.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Bacon, ham, ring bologna, hot links. We don't just make them, we win with them. At Den's Country Meats, our small-town shop is home to award-winning beef, pork, and sausage, with the international trophies to prove it. Family-owned, Nebraska-raised, world-class. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock, or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Falls City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Falls City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Falls City.
Fraud can strike when you least expect it, but F&M Bank is here to help you stay one step ahead. Protect yourself and your family with our free fraud prevention packet. Packed with tools and tips, it'll help you spot scams, safeguard your accounts, and keep your personal information secure. Stop by F&M Bank today to pick up your packet. F&M Bank Falls City. Local decision. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC.
This is your classic at station KTNC Fall City and Weatherology Meteorologist Jay Marslag. As we head into tonight, we're looking at low temperatures well above averages for this time of year as we get into the work week into the weekend. We'll see for the holiday weekend Saturday, rain showers and thunderstorms likely that will continue the afternoon on Saturday with high temperatures back to the low 80s that will keep us below for this time of year. Average highs around this time of year, 87 degrees, and average lows around 59 degrees. For tonight, we're looking cloudy, low around 59 degrees. Overnight temperatures rebound around 62 degrees, with southeast winds at 5 to 10. Saturday, we'll see the chance of rain showers and thunderstorms return in the early morning that will continue into the afternoon under partly sunny skies with a high near 81 degrees. Southeast winds around 5 to 10. Sunday, chance of showers and thunderstorms will return in the early morning that will continue in the afternoon once again under cloudy skies, high near 74 degrees. Southeast winds around 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunday night, chance of showers and thunderstorms to the overnight of cloudy skies with a low around 60 degrees. And that's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
Bart Keller here at Farm and City Supply, your grilling headquarters. Come on in and take a look at our great new line of Rec-Tec grills and smokers. We've got four models in stock to choose from, along with the first ever pellet griddle. Also, we have a good selection of Blackstone grills, Weber grills, and the ever-famous heavy-duty Blazing grill made in Beatrice, Nebraska. So come on in, check us out, the best selection around. Farm and City Supply will keep you grilling.
At your friendly Farm and City Supply.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Unconnect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, SNL PNC Group Directorate and Premium.
When you invest with Frontier Bank, we reinvest your deposit right back into our community. We make loans to local families, farms, and small businesses. Community reinvestment is one of our basic purposes. It's vital to the local economy. It also helps grow our community. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at frontier.bank.
The attorneys at Halbert, Dunn, and Burns LLC in Southeast Nebraska provide quality legal services in the areas of real estate, trust, estate planning, probate, business planning, and personal injury litigation. If you need help with a legal issue, call Mike Dunn or Tracy Burns at 402-245-4486 to schedule an appointment at Halbert, Dunn, and Burns LLC in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Real quick, get your tickets out.
And welcome back to Fall City with Elmira. Leave the Tigers of Fall City 14-6 at halftime here. Let's take a look at some team stats. Elmira really struggling to run the ball tonight. Six rushes, but just 6 yards on the ground, an average of 1 yard per rush. But, man, they've really done the damage through the air. 9 of 11. Through the air for 211 passing yards. Those two big long touchdown passes for Fall City, they've done a little bit of both. 19 rushes for 70 yards on the ground. Also 7 of 10 in the air for 57 yards. They do have that one touchdown pass. Palmyra with the two turnovers, one very costly on the left punt, and then the other one, the interception, driving to end the first half here. And looking at some individual stats here, Dave Stansberry. Really good game here so far for Palmyra. 9-11, 211 yards through the air, the two touchdowns. And for Paul City, they're going to need a little bit of everything here. Blake Liesel, 7-10, 42 yards through the air. And Jayton Wilkerson with 10 rushes for 56 yards. Jayton, really kind of the second string running back coming into the year and kind of forced into that starting role with the loss of Jackson Jorgensen there. And he's been running hard for his, you know, 141-pound senior size. But 14-6 here for Palmyra, about a minute and a half here until we kick off the second half.
The Tigers are out warming up here. We've got the 3-minute extra period, I think, to go here still.
Don't forget, Tigers are marching in
before their halftime.
The sophomore
so next week, here
and
on KTNC, Fall City Tigers will be on the road out of Bruni Davenport and Chickley. That's a 7 o'clock game next Friday night over on Sunny 101.3. It'll be Chiefs football as they take on the L.A. Chargers down in Brazil. So we have commitments to carry the Chiefs. So one high school football game next week on Friday night, Sagan Heart at BDS. We've got time for one more two-minute break, and we'll be back with the kickoff, the half number two, coming up on KTNC.
Our martial arts needs your help to color our dragons. Your artworks will help us circle our school with the longest dragon body possible. Fill out a section from our website, talonmartialarts.com, color it, and bring it to the Board Breakathon, Saturday, September 13th. Enjoy a free lunch, take part in our bully defense program, and cheer on our students as they break boards to raise awareness for suicide and bullying prevention. That's the Board Breakathon, Saturday, September 13th, at Helen Martial Arts, 1522 Stone Street in Fall City.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at holdmanford.com.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Thrivent is a proud sponsor of local sports. We're a wealth navigation group with Thrivent, and we help people make financial choices guided by their Christian values so they can take care of themselves and others. Faith is what fuels us. If it fuels you too, let's talk. You can reach us for our Fall City or Auburn locations at 402-315-8711. That's 402-315-8711. We look forward to hearing from you.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Get done here in the second half. They will be kicking it off to start the second half here tonight. As they took the ball, won the toss, took the ball to start the ball game. So we'll see if that strategy pans out for them or not as we get ready to go through this second half here. Dylan, interesting first half. We thought the big offensive line would give Palmyra room to run the football. Not the case. They didn't hardly pick up any yardage rushing the football, but, man, they were effective through the air on some long passes.
Had just 6 yards on the ground in the first half for the Panthers, but really it was just the two big long passes that were the killers for Fall City. And for Palmyra, you got to be happy, you know, coming off that 0-9 season, but also not just an 0-9 season, being outscored 395-88 in all their games last year, only averaged 9 points a game. They're at 14. Here at halftime. So for Fall City, you know, you're right in this. You're 14-6. All it takes
Chambers
is a couple of stops and a good few offensive possessions.
So the Tigers are going to kick it off here to start the second half. Battle of number 3 versus number 2 in Missouri 8-man football.
Kick for the Tigers.
In
number
the second
12,
quarter,
Kevin
number
Powell.
3 Rockport leading number 2 Worth County 22-20 in that ball game. Scores we have up to date so far. Here we go with second half action here at Jug Brown as the Tigers ready to boot the ball away to start this second half. Ready to go. Here's the kick by Vaden Layden, and it's going to come down to about the 20-yard line. Back up the right side. They come in a great one-on-one tackle at about the 31-yard line. Brought down on the return, bringing the ball back. That time, I believe, it was Eli Garris.
And Blakely Sells, you know, really filling the gap there on the kickoff. A great open field tackle. Looked like Palmyra was trying to bounce the ball outside, but Sells there to meet him and held him to just at the 32 here.
So from the 32, 11:55 up on the game clock, and we're ready to go with the second half here at Jug Brown. David Stansbury, the quarterback, with a running back beside him. He hands him the football, and going straight ahead this time is Jackson Chambers.
Chambers on
first down.
Grant Coca on the stop there for the Tigers. For Palmyra, you just doubled your rushing yards in one play. A nice little 6-yard pickup there for the Panthers.
Second down, 4. Spot the ball at the 37-yard line. That's not right. 38-yard line over there. So now again, 1 setback. 2 receivers either side of the field. They've been bringing a man in motion most plays. This time they're going to run it again with Chambers. He gets to the outside, and he'll be out across the 45-yard line.
Chambers
good for a first
carry.
Down. At a gain of 6 or 7.
Bangert there on the stop for the Tigers.
Palmyra
coming out surprisingly, you know, with a couple of runs, but having some success with it. You have to wonder if, you know, all those two-way players for Fall City throw in a couple of injuries, you know, maybe some fatigue starting to set in, although we just got done with halftime here, so.
Well, they may use that big line to try to take advantage of the Tigers up front now, which is what we kind of expected could happen early on, but now, second half, see if they can wear them down. Here's a handoff again. Chambers tries the right side, found nothing there. Does a little stutter step. Instead of going outside, he cut back up the field, and he'll have a short gain this time of about 3 yards on the play.
It looked like Gavin Bauer there with the stop for the Tigers. And looked like Fall City might get him in the backfield there, but he was able to shake free and gain a couple of yards. A great job avoiding a negative yardage play there.
Now you got to be careful here in the Tigers. You don't suck up those defensive backs too far and let them go over the top again, which they've proved to be very effective at in this ball game. Single setback again. 3 receivers on the right side of the field. That is the short side. Here comes a man in motion to the near side. Stansbury takes the quick snap and a throw out on the left side. And running straight ahead with tremendous speed, Leighton Matson into Tiger territory. At the 35-yard line,
he's
16 yards.
Blakely South there was able to run him out of bounds, and you could kind of see that play setting up there for the Panthers. Fall City cornerback was playing about 10 yards off the ball. You know, and a little quick screen pass there, got a blocker out in front and able to pick up a good chunk of yardage.
So now the ball squarely in front of us at the 35-yard line for the Palmyra Panthers. Stansbury getting ready to call his snap count. Motion man going across from the left to the right to the formation. Now Stansbury going to throw that quick out again out there on that right side. And the receiver breaks the tackle, and he's down the sideline. That's Mapson again. He's one of the kids that's got the speed, and he is showing it here in this second half so far.
He's
able to run him out of bounds again. And another quick screen. You know, Fall City cornerbacks maybe playing a little bit off the ball, hoping not to get beat deep, but Palmyra taking advantage of that with just short, quick passes and using their speed.
That ball's all the way down to the 15-yard line. That is 36 yards in the last two plays. They get 20 on that one. And now we've got a personnel issue. We're missing somebody for the Panthers. See if they can get this off in time. Stansbury, short snap, grabs it, hands it off, straight ahead, running the football again will be Chambers. He's the only one in the backfield. He'll move from the 15 to the 12, a pickup of about three.
Blake Sells there on the stop, and big hole there for the Panthers was filled quickly by Sells. Great job trying, you know, getting to fill that hole, holding them to a gain of three. It looked like he might get a little bit more.
Second and seven at the Tiger 12-yard line now. Split man wide to the left. That's Braxton Owens. Oops, somebody's going to get out there on him. Here comes a Tiger defender. Motion man across, right to left from the right hash. Second and seven of the Tiger 12. Stansbury, long count, back, hands it ahead again. The running back straight ahead is Chambers. Ball pops up in the air, and Palmyra had it, lost it. The ball got loose again. Now what? Who's got it? Tigers aren't having a big celebration, so it must have been Palmyra back on top of the football. And it is, I think,
well recovered by the Panthers.
Mapson that fell on it, or Owens possibly.
And it's the Panthers wide receiver there, running back there, just trying to reach it across. And Hall City came in with a good hit, popped it up in the air. Unfortunate bounce, bounced right back to a Panther player, and it'll be first and goal.
First and goal, the Tiger 2-yard line now. Opening drive of the second half for Palmyra. They've got him bunched up in the backfield, quarterback under center. Three backs behind him. He's going to try to keep it and run left. Ball is loose, and again, Palmyra falls on the football.
On the play.
Interesting, play call there for Palmyra. It looked like they would go with the, tush push, as they call it, and the quarterback tried to go out and around the outside, and he was met there by the, Fall City linebacker, and he came up limping a little bit there, and that's the risk you take running a quarterback drop.
Mapson's 160-pounder, and I'm guessing running the football is maybe not his forte, maybe not his favorite thing to do. He's doing good pass on the football, and that time he was under center, which is unusual. So here he is back in the gun, second goal from the three. Bobbled the snap and throws it outside, and diving for the end zone and in around the corner goes Jackson Chambers from 3 yards out.
And Fall City a couple of missed tackles there. Thought he might get him on the edge, but the speed proved too costly, and it'll be a Panther touchdown.
That's a 9-play, 68-yard drive to start the second half, and they take nearly 5 minutes off the game clock in the process. Do the Panthers. Tipping in now to try the extra point kick. Get everybody set here. Tipping 2 for 2 on the night. This one's up, and this one is good again. 21-6, Palmyra with the lead, and we're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way. From oil changes to complete engine rebuilds, your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Back here at Jug Brown Stadium. It's now 21-6 after that score, Dylan.
Yeah, that scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn and Fall City. And for the Panthers, really their first drive of the game that, they took up the whole field. No big long play there, just a consistent drive. 9 plays, 68 yards. which ended with a 3-yard Mapson run for the touchdown. 21-6 after the extra point, and Fall City will get the ball here for the first time in the second half.
It's an excellent crowd here on hand for the Fall City Tigers tonight for their season opener. Deep man for the Tigers back there is Jayden Wilkerson. Pippen to kick it off for the Panthers. He approaches the ball. It's a low roller, and it gets by the deep man. It's rolling back inside the 10, and the Tigers giving ground all the way back to the 2-yard line and still trying to get around it. They're going to be brought down inside the 5 at about the 4-yard line. I believe that is going to be Cottrell on the return.
Davis able to run him down there, but you know, the Panthers went with the squib kick, as they call it. Kicked it right on the ground, rolled right past the deep man all the way back to the 2-yard line, and then Fall City running east and west instead of north and south, and they're going to have a 98 or 97-yard drive here if they want to get a touchdown.
I guess in a baseball game we would have called that E6.
Right through his legs.
So the Tigers now give up the long touchdown drive. And Palmyra could not have a better start to the second half. They drive for a touchdown using their running backs a lot, and now they put the Tigers in a deep hole to start their first series of the second half. Hand the ball off and coming up the field and busted his way out to the 10-yard line. Jason Wilkerson proving himself to be a tough little back tonight for Fall City.
Mason Meehan, a 280-pound defensive lineman, able to run him down there. And a great job for Fall City, picking up some positive yards on the play and moving the ball here to start their first drive of the second half.
Gain of 7 on the play, second down and 3. Spot the ball on the 10-yard line. Bring a man wide to the near right side. Well, that's the short side, actually. Got a slot man in there. Two backs in the formation. Sells back. Hands the ball again to Wilkerson. He tries the outside, and he tries to cut back inside. He'll get out across the 10. They should have very close to the first down.
Yep, they did.
Got just enough.
Meehan there again on the stop, able to run him down. And for Fall City, you know, really consistent drives this game. They haven't really had the big play. And for the Panthers, really, you know, filling and really running down the running back so far. Haven't let too many big plays up and making Fall City work for their yards.
That was good enough for a Tiger.
One of the problems the Tigers will have is we're not going to break away from this team, and they've got sprinters galore from the track season. That was one of the big concerns the Tigers had going into the ballgame was the speed of Palmyra, let alone the size of the offensive line. Split backs, sells, reverses, runs left, throws it, and it is dropped, incomplete, out across the 25 at about the 27-yard line. Would have been good enough for another Tiger first down.
Hit Banger right in the numbers there, and there was nobody around him. He had a good 20 yards probably ahead of him if he was able to bring that in, but a drop, and it'll be second down.
Dark enough in the ballgame where they get on that far side. The Tigers, that has orange numbers on the black jerseys. They've got 6, 8, 2, 3. They get a little tough to tell who's trying to catch the ball. But here they come, second down and 10 from the 13-yard line. Trips left, single receiver right side, one back behind Blakely Sells, the senior quarterback. Right hash, showing blitz, Palmyra. Here they come, up the middle. Sells, oh, he got it away just in time. Making the catch is Wilkerson. Wilkerson all the way to the left, now reverses field. He's in the middle. He's still on his feet, and he's hit from behind. The ball is down out, but he was down before that. That was a heck of a play. He just picked up 60 yards to gain about 6.
And it looked like, you know, Palmyra brought somebody off the corner there and got a good hit on Blakely Sells. And what's kind of ironic there is he was helping Sells up as Wilkerson came back towards the play. If he would have been, you know, moving towards the ball, he might have gotten him for a loss there, but instead a pickup of about 6.
If he'd been paying attention, it would have been a different outcome perhaps. Well, you never know. But good sportsmanship. Now, Wilkerson comes out of the ballgame. He probably needs a little boost of air after that. Setback should be Gavin Bauer, I believe, for the Tigers. Sells back, sells look, sells under pressure. He airs it up the field, and we're going to have a flag. Yes, we do. And they were throwing the ball down the field, intended to enter for Kobza. And as Kobza turned to go back to the ball, the defender kept running and ran through him, and that'll give the Tigers a first down via pass interference.
Yeah, Tyler Jensen there on the coverage, and you know, Fall City just kind of threw it up there and threw it short. The wide receiver trying to come back to it, and Jensen not turning his head back towards the ball. Easy pass interference call there.
Interference, defense.
Pass interference on the Panthers.
Picked up the chain a little too quick over there. Now we'll switch it. They go from the 14-yard line, should go out to...
With that penalty, that would give them another Tiger.
The 34. Well, anyway, first down 10 for the Tigers. First and 10 at the 34-yard line. The Tigers on their own side of midfield. Turn, hand the ball to the back again. Wilkerson back in the ball game. Tried the middle, got stopped. Tried to bounce outside. Nowhere to go. He'll lose a half a yard.
And it looked like Wilkerson was going to be able to break that tackle there, but Drake Dowding, the 225-pound linebacker, just kind of grabbed his jersey and fell. And when you have 225 pounds, pulling on 141 pounds, pretty easy to pull him down.
.408 to go for third quarter. Hellmeyer with the lead, 21-6 after their touchdown to open up the third quarter here, touchdown drive. Tigers over the ball, running back beside Sells, one behind him. Slot man right, Sells back, fakes the handoff. He's looking, rolling right. He's going to unload up the field, and it is just off the hands. Having to turn all the way around was the intended receiver for the Tigers. And I think maybe losing his air when he went down was Oren Cottrell.
Yeah, and Cottrell there kind of got turned around a little bit. And instead of continuing running, he kind of turned over both shoulders, and that cost him about a step or two, and that's all it took right off the fingertips.
They got one-on-one coverage way down the field, but they just couldn't quite connect that time. So now it'll bring up third down and 10. The clock stopped at the 3:42 mark of quarter number three.
Great job there by the Tigers O-line. They gave Blakely plenty of time to get that ball off.
Single setback, Jayden Wilkerson, 141-pound senior. And now back, Sells, pressure, flushed out of the pocket, rolls right. Fakes, pump fake, now he's trying to cut back. He got away from three men. There's a flag down. Sells still on his feet. He's across midfield. Sells in the 40 and the 30, and he's bumped out of bounds at the 25. But let's see the flag all the way back up here at the Tigers' 35-yard line. Face mask against Hellmeyer.
Dylan Real able to run Sells down and out there. It looked like he might break it all the way to the end zone, but Real able to run him out of bounds at the 25 there for Fall City.
I don't care what kind of shape he's in. He probably was out of gas by that point.
That is good for a Tiger.
That is a 25 and a 41-yard gain for Sells. Puts the Tigers over 100 yards rushing in the game, plus a face mask. Will put the ball first and 10 at the Palmyra 20-yard line.
And for Sells, showing his ability to kind of roll out of the pocket, broken play, and broke two or three tackles, able to break off the big run, and we'll see if Fall City can punch this one in.
Tigers need a score here, 3:25 to go in the third. You don't want to throw away any opportunities. Wilkerson, the lone setback, and a handoff to Wilkerson. Third to left.
Wilkerson on a
cut back right. One of the DBs came up and got him in the backfield.
Bo Davis on the stop there. And one thing you're starting to see Palmyra do here is take their outside linebackers and just kind of sit on the backside, not over-committing, and Wilkerson nowhere to cut back due to their backers just kind of sitting and waiting for Wilkerson to run into them.
So now brings up second down. We're going to call it 10. They lost maybe a half a yard or a third of a yard on the play. Three receivers eligible on the left side of the formation, one on the right. Single setback from the right hash. The Tigers go to the south end zone here in the third quarter. Sells back, wants to throw the corner. Nobody there. He's going to tuck it. He's going to run. And he's going to score. 10-5. Touchdown,
Fall City.
Sells runs it in from 20 yards out to get the Tigers back to within 9 points here, pending the extra point.
And that was supposed to be a pass there, but Fell saw an open hole, and all his receivers were moving to the left side of the field, so he had this weak side all to himself and took advantage of it.
I thought he was going to throw that fade to the left corner, or at least to the middle of the field. Saw it wasn't open, and the whole right side opened up for him. All right, the Tigers are going to go for two here. Sells goes under center, an unfamiliar spot for him. Set back is Wilkerson. Option, no, they give it to Wilkerson. He's trying to get to the corner, and he does. He's in for the two-point conversion. And it's 21-14. The Tigers go within seven. 2:36 to go in the third. The Tigers down seven. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Jug Brown Stadium here. Fall City punches one in from about 20 yards out. 14-21 is your score. Fall City down 7. And this scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn. Call Tasha Arm Connect today to protect the things that are most important to you, your home, family, farm, and future. And for Fall City, their longest drive of the game, a 9-play, 97-yard drive that ends with a 20-yard touchdown run by Blake Rossell. 2:36 left in the third here. The two-point conversion was good. So Fall City back within 7 at 21-14.
Tigers, isn't that Gavin Bauer at 21 kicking it off? I think it is for the Tigers. Well, Gavin Bauer will boot it away for Fall City. Here's the approach. It's a high end-over-end kick, and it's down to the 25-yard line. 30, 35, man's on his feet, 40-yard line, and pushes his way out across the 40 to the 45-yard line. The entire coaching staff looking for a flag down here on somebody. Didn't get it.
Looks like number 52 on the stop there, Brantley Sells. And a nice little return there for Palmyra. Fall City, not really, deep on their kickoffs, and so Palmyra able to field it, 20, 30 yards up the field, and able to break a one there out to the 46.
2:29 left in this third period. Now the Tiger defense needs to step up and get a stop here. Palmyra with three touchdowns on the board tonight. Quarterback is David Stansbury. He's well over 200 yards passing in the ball game. Short snap, he catches it, hands the ball off, and this time, excellent defense pursuit for the Tigers. They put Jackson Chambers down for a loss on the play on the right side.
Buck Neatfeld, great job there shedding his block, and he was right there in the hole. He met him, drove him backwards, and Fall City turned him a little bit on defense. Maybe a little bit of a momentum shift here coming for the Tigers.
Loss of a yard on the play.
Tigers on the stop.
I've got him for 37 yards on the ground of the ball game. That's not very many, but they have 247 through the air.
Yeah, and of those 37, you have 31 here in the second half. So running's been, something they've been able to do this second half. But for Fall City, can't get complacent here and give up a big play.
Three receivers will line up on the right side here. That will be the short side of the field as they go right to left towards the north end zone. Now they bring a man in motion across back to the left. Quick out to the left side, caught by Mattson. That's been a big play for him. He's across the 50 and up the field.
Fall City, a great job there swarming and driving him out. Gain of 7 there for the Tigers, or for the Panthers, but for Fall City, third down chance coming up.
All right, so I'm not sure who we're talking about here. Us?
Yeah.
Okay.
1:05 left here in the third quarter. Palmyra driving. They're out across the 50. Third down. 4 and 4 for Michaela. Michaela.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to break away here and see if we're on here. We'll be back with you in just a moment.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
All right, back. We got things squared away here. It's a fourth down and 11. We're going to quick kick here. We got a delay of game. So now they're probably going to line up and punt it away after a big loss on the previous play.
Delay of game on
a little throw out of the right side. So now here comes the defense, or the punt team, back on for Palmyra here.
Looked like Palmyra trying to toss Fall City offside with that hard count there. Really interesting decision. You needed 10, so 5 yards wasn't going to get you the first down, and now it backs them up 5 more yards punting from their own 40.
So now we're ready to go again here. Tigers send their men back deep. Pippen is the punter as well. 2 men back deep, and the snap is over the head of the punter. It's inside the 20-yard line. He's being chased. He's hit. He's dropped at the 22-yard line. Another big play for the Tiger defense. A mistake by Palmyra.
Bauer, they're able to get him, and surprising that Palmyra punter there tried to run that one. It looked like he may have enough time to get that off. Fall City was slow getting back there, but he tried to run it, wasn't able to go anywhere, and it'll be great starting field position here for Fall City as they start the fourth quarter.
That's the end of the third. The Tigers trailing 21-14 to Palmyra. We're back in 1 minute on KTNC.
For every athlete in our community, Sabetha Community Hospital is your home for sports medicine. We understand how important it is to stay active. That's why we offer swift, expert care for acute injuries, right where you need it, whether it's on the field, in our ER, or at our family practice. Our medical team builds strong connections with coaches, physicians, and athletic trainers, all working together for your recovery. Plus, we empower athletes with the knowledge and training to help prevent future injuries. Keeping athletes active. Sabetha Community Hospital.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
12 minutes up on the clock, ready to go in quarter number 4. Palmyra 21, Fall City 14 here at Jug Brown Stadium in the season opener for these two Class C1 schools. Palmyra moving up. I think they were C2 last year. I think they were at C1 this year. They're moving up the ladder. And now here we go, first and 10. The Tigers looking to get this game tied up or take a lead here. Blakely Sells with a single setback behind it. Gives it to Wilkerson, running the left side, trying to get outside. Cuts back into the middle for positive yardage. He'll be pulled to the 15-yard line. A gain of 6. Turned that into 6 out of what looked like nothing.
Evan Pope on the stop there for the Panthers, and Fall City, a nice game on first down. You have to wonder for the Panthers, not really a situation they found themselves in much last year, playing with a lead, a tight game, and so you have to wonder, you know, if that's taken a toll mentally here as they've given up a few big plays.
And their defensive line all standing with their hands on their hips. They're getting a little tired. Them big fellas, you get tired, even though it's a nice night. Second down and 4 for the Tigers from the 15-yard line. Self calling the snap count. Everybody ready? Trips right. Running, looking, wants to throw. And now he flares it out of there to Wilkerson in the backfield. He's at the 15. He shakes the tackle, and a flag coming in from the back judge.
I don't like where that one came from.
I get a bad feeling about that one as a Palmyra Panther hobbles off the field on the far side.
Drake Downing was able to pull him down there. We'll see what this flag is.
Headed the wrong way for the Tigers. A block in the back. Well, that's unfortunate for Fall City.
Yeah, and really kind of out in the open there where the back judge was able to see it. And it'll bring up, second and 12 here, or second and 13 for Fall City, whereas they would have been close to the first down.
Spotted at the 24, second down. Clock moving, 10:58 to go. Both teams with a full complement of timeouts here. Two backs in the backfield with Sells, two receivers left side. Sells turns, rolls to his left, looks, a little pressure, moving toward the sideline, and oh, he takes a big hit, didn't go down, and he's taking a bigger hit and more hits, and he'd have been best off just running that ball out of bounds. That's not necessarily in his DNA, but man, did he pay for staying in bounds looking for a receiver.
Yeah, and Drake Downing found him there. The 225-pound linebacker was able to bring him down third and pretty long here for Fall City, but knowing the kicking situation, knowing the time on the clock, you're probably looking at going for it on fourth down here, so we'll see what play they try here for their third down try.
It's third down and 17. They have it at the 28. They have to get to the 11-yard line. One setback, sells back, quick throw up the right side, single coverage, and the defender ran right with the single receiver out there for the Tigers, stuck his arms out and stayed away from the defender, pretty good coverage, and it'll bring up fourth and long.
And it looked like Derek Cottrell was trying to draw the flag a little bit versus kind of running his route and maybe coming back to the ball. Might have gotten a pass interference call if he would have tried to come back to it, but just kind of running with the defensive back there. No flag, and it'll bring up fourth and long.
Key play in the ball game here, fourth down and 17. The Tigers from the 28, clock stopped at 9:51. We've got the ball on the left hash mark. Kobza runs out wide to the right. We've got a bunch set on the left side. That's the short side. Sells drops back, looking left, being the pressure. He throws, and it is incomplete, in and out of the hands of a Palmyra defender, and the best thing he did was drop the football. That was Dylan Reed.
I thought Reed was going to catch that there for the interception and then down at the two, but he ended up dropping it. Sells looking for Jacoby Bangert there, and Bangert actually looked double covered there. Looked like the free safety was kind of shading over towards Bangert, so maybe the wrong guy up the seam there.
Looked like if he could have got some more air under the ball, they might have had an opening for a catch back there behind the defense that time. Reed is leaving the ball game. He landed on his tailbone and said, "Coach, it hurts." So Palmyra at their own 28-yard line with 9:43 to go and a 7-point lead in this contest. So here come the Panthers. They'd love to run some clock here. Got receivers all over the field as usual. Hand the ball off, running straight ahead. The ball's on the ground. Tigers stripped it away from the running back Chambers that time, but again, for the third time here in the second half, Palmyra falls on their own fumble.
Caleb Offner there, almost able to get to it, but it bounced right back up to the Palmyra running back there, so it'll be second down here for the Panthers.
Third time this quarter they've fumbled the football, not counting the bad punt snap.
And really none of those mistakes coming back to haunt them much. So
second and six. Now back into the game comes Dylan Reed. He's in the slot on the left. They've got two receivers on either side at the moment. Now motion man going across, and they hand the ball in a sweep, and they've got the running back drop back at the 25-yard line, a loss of six on the play as they hand it off there to Owens.
Great job by Fall City there, not falling for the fake. Tackle them for the loss. Nathan Layton on the stop.
Now brings up a third and 13. That loss of six on the play, almost seven. Spot the ball back on the 25-yard line. They have to get to the 38.
Palmyra probably looking to throw it here.
All right, quarterback David Stansberry calling the count. The Tigers showing blitz. He wants to throw. He pump fakes. He throws over the middle. It's caught short of the first down. The receiver still on his feet. The Tigers finally bulldog him down a yard and a half short, maybe a yard short of the first down on forward progress.
And it looked like he might get it there. He did break the tackle for just a second, but Blakely Sells able to hold on and kind of pull him backwards. They're going to be about a yard short here, fourth down, and an interesting decision coming up for Palmyra.
Did you see who caught that football, Dylan?
I did not.
Five, I think it might have been Owens. Five. Can't swear to it, but it was a big play in this ballgame. That's their first pass completed for a while here.
Looks like Palmyra going to run this clock down and then take a second to think about it. Maybe a timeout coming here.
Makes sense on fourth and one. Take all the time off you can with a 7-point lead. Both teams showing some wear and tear in this ball game. Timeout with 7:21 to go in the game. We'll take a 30-second timeout on KTNC and be back with more fourth quarter action.
Sideline Sports Bar and Grill in Sabetha has recently opened and has delicious food, cold drinks, and a friendly atmosphere. Serving food from 11 to 9, great appetizers, wings, smash burgers, and other great sandwiches. Sidelines has two pool tables and 18, yes, 18 big screen TVs. Great place to watch your favorite sport. Stop in and eat before your high school games this fall. Check them out on Facebook. Sidelines Sports Bar and Grill, 1008 Main Street, Sabetha, 284-2978.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And we welcome you back once again here to this Class C1 matchup between the Fall City Tigers and the Palmyra Panthers. It's fourth down and one for Palmyra, their own 37-yard line, leading by seven with 7:21 to go. I would think they're going to line up and go for this. We'll see. Halftime score, Missouri Mountain City leading Princeton 38-0 tonight. Quarterback in the shotgun. Takes the snap, rolls right, looks, wants to throw a quick one, and he does. He throws it right to the Tigers. It's intercepted, and the Tigers are going to score. Making the interception and taking it back 33 yards is Jaden Wilkerson. He's had a big night, and Wilkerson comes up with the interception. And the touchdown, we got a flag, Dylan?
We do, right at the 25, and I'm wondering if there's a block in the back here. It came from the side judge.
Boy, the Tigers would sure hate that. Now the Tigers are walking back. It's going to be against Ball City. Oh, what a shame that is.
Walking the back on the Tigers.
Oh, what a shame that is. The touchdown comes off the board. Touchdown off the board. It still goes as an interception for Jayton Wilkerson.
And for Fall City, you get what you wanted here. You got the ball back. You got the stop. You got 7:10 left on the clock. So nothing really changes here outside of the fact that the 7 points comes off the board.
If I'm a Tiger fan, I want the touchdown.
Yes.
So, Fall City football, 1st and 10 at the Palmyra 35. That's unfortunate for the Tigers, but the offense has been doing all right. They get in there. Now we're missing a lineman. Come on, fellas. Get squared away here on what you're doing. All right. Sells in the gun. Two receivers right, one to the left. Lone setback trips right. Now a motion man coming across here. Snap it back. Blakely Sells will give it to Wilkerson. He's probably, he might be a little winded after that play. He'll go forward for about a yard on the play.
Bo Davis on the stop there, and Wilkerson has gotten a lot of carries tonight, and for his small frame, he's taken a lot of hits, and you have to wonder if there's a little bit of wear and tear on those legs.
Just a reminder,
and everywhere else. Good point, man. He's played himself a ball game. He's played himself a ball game. Second and nine, left hash mark. That's the near side. The Tigers marching toward the north end zone here with 6:35 and the clock winding down. Down by seven. Sells back, gives to Wilkerson again, a sweep to the right side. The Tigers getting strung out by the defense. Wilkerson gets around the corner a little bit. He'll be taken down over there. The clock continues, so he's down inbounds. He'll be at the 29-yard line, a gain of about five.
A number of Panthers there on the stop, but really for Wilkerson, great job of kind of stretching that out and waiting for something to open up. It looked like he wasn't going to get anything, and then right at the very end, a positive gain of a couple of yards.
6 minutes to go, halfway through the final quarter. Third down and five from the 30-yard line for the Fall City Tigers. They're on the far side, right hash mark this time. Receivers on the right side. Two backs with Sells, the quarterback, in the gun. Option left. Sells turns up the field. Sells with room to run. Sells going for six. Look for Hank. There are none. The Tigers on the board and within 1 point again at the 5:36 mark.
Sells running the option there, found a hole. Palmyra, front line there really got pushed back by the Tiger O line. You might see some wear and tear setting in for those big defensive lineman up front for Palmyra. Interesting decision here for Fall City, whether you kick it or go for two.
Well, they missed the kick earlier. They made the two-point try. They're going to go for the lead here with 5:36 to go. And I like you, Dylan. I think those big linemen are getting tired. Snap it. Option right. Sell. Pitches it back. Wilkerson. Stutter step. In for the Tigers. And gets the lead. 22-21 Fall City. Janked in Wilkerson with the two-point run. Made a nice move off the option. And the Tigers take their first lead of the night at the 5:36 mark. Back in 30 seconds on TTNC.
Many businesses don't think they're at risk of a cyber incident. Cincinnati policyholders through Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha now qualify for a free assessment, one-on-one guidance from a cyber safety expert, monitoring, and removal of breached credentials found on the dark web. Contact Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha to learn more, 785-284-7611. That number again, 785-284-7611.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back to Jug Brown Stadium. John Nixon, Dylan Henricks down in Fall City. This scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. And for Fall City, what could have been, you know, a little deflation on the interception that was called back turns into a touchdown drive. Three plays, 35 yards, a 30-yard Blakely Sells run for the touchdown on the option. 5:36 left in the fourth quarter. Fall City, with the two-point conversion, takes the 22-21 lead here at Jug Brown Stadium.
All right, we are ready to go here. Tigers to kick it off at the 40-yard line. Elijah Layton will kick it away this time. He's a left-footer. Tigers have not got a lot of distance on their kickoffs tonight. I think this might be our third kickoff man of the ball game here. And approach it. It's a high end-over-end kick. It's going to hit at the 20 and a little backspin. Picked up and moving across the field, getting away from one tackler and hit and knocked down hard is Dylan Reed. Remember, he went out on the previous possession with a little bit of an injury. He pays for that return that time.
Looked like maybe Cade Cottle there filling the gap, and he's lucky. He was the last man, last line of defense there on the left side. Palmyra trying to take it outside, but Cottle wasn't going to let him go anywhere, and it'll be first down from the 26-yard line for the Panthers.
Palmyra, two timeouts left, down by a point, 22-21. Now, you can say they went away from what got them there. They threw for 200-plus yards the first half. They wanted to run some clock, run the game, use the running game. They've done that. They've kind of went away from the passing game here in the second half. We'll see what they do now. Coach Taylor Baller and has his squad out there ready to go. Receivers trips on the right side. Low snap. They toss it back to the back on the left side, running, and with a big gain, the 40-yard line will go to the tailback. That will be Jackson Chambers, I believe, 26.
Blakely Sells had to have the stop there on the breakaway, and he did manage to get it, but a big gain on first down for Palmyra, and they look like they're going to be comfortable running the ball here.
15-yard pickup on that play. That took him from 31 yards rushing the game up to 46. Now they'll put four receivers in the pattern. One setback. Again, that's Jackson Chambers. Stansberry calling the snap count. Snap to him. Delayed handoff in the backfield. The running back is hit. Pushed back. He'll lose maybe half a yard or a yard on the play is Jackson Chambers.
The big Caleb Offner, 288-pound senior transfer, was there, and it was like running into a brick wall. He ran into Offner and kind of bounced off of him before Offner was able to wrap him up and drop him for a loss of one.
Call it second down, 10.5 on the play. Tigers bringing in another defensive lineman out, taking out a linebacker or cornerback here. One setback. We got receivers either side. Oops, somebody coming in motion here. Was way out on the side. I'm not sure he was even on the field to start. Now coming in motion across the formation. Late snap, a quick hitter, and it's hit and dropped. Man, what a missile tackle. And there's that guy again. He's going to get my vote for player of the game. That's Jackson Wilkerson.
Jaden Wilkerson, great job, filling the gap there and kind of coming up for the hit. He is flying around tonight on both sides of the ball. Boy, he's going to need an ice bath after the game, but, man, he's still a chucking.
He's playing like he's 6'2", 230. He's half of that, maybe a little more, but he is having himself a night. 3:56, clock stop with the incomplete pass. Now we've got four receivers, two to either side. Third and 11 from the 40. Timeout, Palmyra. Their second of the half. We'll take a timeout with them. Tigers up 22-21, back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Airstream Heating and Cooling, plumbing and sewer cleaning at your service, bringing comfort from our home to yours. With offices in two locations, Auburn and Falls City, Nebraska, services are offered at residential and commercial levels. Co-owners have 40-plus years of experience, and their crew includes licensed journeymen and master journeymen. Available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Airstream Heating and Cooling in Falls City, 402-245-5083. In Auburn, 402-414-7083.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back here to Jug Brown Stadium. It is Fall City 22-21. 3:56. It's third and 11 now for Palmyra. Third quarter, Rockport, third ranked team in Missouri, men leading number two Worth County, 34-20 now. Trips right for the Panthers. Quarterback Stansbury back, looking left, airing it out up the field. His man got tangled up. Well, I'll be real honest, Fall City defender grabbed him by the arm, turned it a little bit. No flag, and it brings up fourth and 11.
I think the Panthers, both coaches and players, really wanted the grab there. It looked like he may have gotten a little piece of the arm, but the back judge says no, not enough for him, and it'll be a big fourth down here for Palmyra.
Looked to me like he had enough. It probably could have been called. I can see him turn from here. Pretty good chance he got grabbed. Fourth and 11 now, 3:50. The clock moving slowly on the incomplete passes. Tigers on the defense. They've got four men deep, couple of linebackers moving around in coverage. Big play here, fourth and 11. The throw up the field. It is intercepted again by the Tigers. Yes. Who popped the football? Don't have much of a need to guess. It is Jayton Wilkerson with another interception and a little unsportsmanlike conduct here. We get some unhappy Palmyra Panthers.
Wilkerson just all over on both sides of the ball. That really should have been his second interception. The first one called back on his return for a touchdown, but a big one there gets the ball back for Fall City with 3:41 left. Palmyra down to just one timeout here as well.
He's got two interceptions this quarter. We've got an injured Palmyra Panther on the play. With 3:41 to go in the ballgame, we'll take a break. It's a cramp. We're back in 30 seconds at Jug Brown Stadium on KTNC.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And the good news is the Palmyra player that went out of the game just had a, looked like a Charlie horse in the calf. He's up and off the field. Here's the Tigers with the football, first and 10 at their own 48-yard line. They run the ball straight forward. They want that clock to run. And Wilkerson running straight ahead finds short yardage here.
Stopped there by Lincoln Johnson, the 260-pound senior for Palmyra. And for Fall City here, you know, really a chance to kind of run this clock out. A team that was 5-4 last year, but just 3-42 were their wins against teams their wins were against teams who were just a combined 3-42, and Palmyra looks like they're going to win some games themselves this season.
Looks like they certainly could. Here we go, two backs in the backfield with Blakely Sell, second down and nine. The Tigers could use a first down. Palmyra shows blitz, and right up the middle goes Wilkerson, right into the heart of that defense. And boy, there is nothing there. Probably lost the yard he got on the previous play.
I tell you what, Gavin Bauer laid a huge block in the middle there. Their linebacker came up and filled a hole. Gavin Bauer was there to meet him. The linebacker ended up on his back. They stopped the game here for him, but he is up and walking.
Oh, I thought they called timeout. Okay, we got another cramping situation. So it's going to be third down and nine. No gain on the play. No loss on the play. The Tigers ran right up the gut twice instead of going to the outside. Now the player off the field. Now here come the Tigers, and the clock will start to move again. 2:39 and counting down. Tigers need a big play here. They go three receivers right, one to the left. Lone setback is Wilkerson. Sells. Another quarterback option. Let's see what we do here for the Tiger offense. Sells letting that clock run down, but he sees that back judge start the count. There it goes. Oh, and the Tigers move. The Tigers move. It's going to be a false start against Fall City and make it third down and 14.
Palmyra's still with their timeout here, too, so they can get a stop here. They can call that timeout, save a little bit of clock. We'll have about 2 minutes left for a final drive here.
And they don't need much time to score. We've seen that tonight. Now the ball at the Tiger 48. Clock, as we said, at 2:06 of the fourth quarter. Clock is moving. The Tigers are huddled up. Third down and 14. They hustle up over the ball. The count's underway by the back judge. Snap, hands it off. Wilkerson running outside. He's got some room out there if he can get a block. And he's going to bring up a fourth down about three as he picks up about 11 on that play.
Dylan Rio was just able to bring him down there a couple of yards short. Wilkerson, a really nice gain here. We'll see what Palmyra does. It doesn't look like, well, maybe they have used their timeout.
So they call the timeout. I believe that'll be their last fourth down and four for the Tigers. Coach Jack Banger, a decision of his own to make. We'll find out what that decision is after this 1:30 timeout on KTNC.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AFM.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent, at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
All right, here we go. The decision made. The Tigers going to line up and go for fourth down, fourth and four. At the 42 of Palmyra, we're going to try to draw him off sides. Let's see. Sells is also the punter. He could quick kick it. Nobody back deep for Palmyra. Sells, they're going to try to draw him off, I think, is what they're doing here. Sells, calling the count, hard count, trying it. Nope. Timeout, Fall City. Yep, that's the situation. With 1:38 to go, they couldn't draw him off, so now probably going to have to punt it away. We'll take another 30-second timeout on KTNC. The Tigers up by one.
This September, Community Medical Center is stepping into the future of patient care. Starting Saturday, September 6th, CMC and its family medicine clinics in Fall City and Humboldt will transition to Epic, America's leading electronic medical record system. With Epic's MyChart, you'll have 24/7 access to your health info, test results, appointments, and secure messaging with your care team, all at your fingertips. With questions, call the CMC Administration Office at 402-245-6503 or email administration@cmcfc.org.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Just past the top of the hour, you're listening to Tiger Football tonight on KTNC Fall City, AM 1230 and 107.1 FM. I'm John Nixon, Dylan Hendricks with me, Aaron Wisdom back in the studio. big-time decision here for the Tigers. Fourth down and four at the 42 of Palmyra. You give the team with the big play ability, the big strike ability, a chance of the ball. It doesn't look like they're going to. Again, Sells is also the punter. He could quick kick it because Palmyra has nobody back deep. They're all within 10 yards of the football. Snap it back. Sells hands it off. His tailback, and they're going to come up short. They ran Wilkerson to the left side, just outside the tackle, and he did not get there. He'll be down at the 39. He needed four, and he got about two to three on the play.
Harvey, one of the big 325-pound nose tackle there, was able to hit him in the back, or hit him and come just short for Fall City. He had a couple of timeouts there. I wondered if Fall City might come out with a hard count again and try to draw him offside, but they went with the run, and they'll have about 61 yards for Palmyra here for the game winner.
Minute 31 left. No timeouts for Palmyra. That kind of takes, you would think, the run out of the option, but they could run it. Motion man right to left from the 39 on their own side of midfield. The quarterback is over the middle. A quick throw, a slant pattern is caught by Dylan Reed. Reed makes the catch from the 39 to the 48, a gain of 9 on the play.
Looks like maybe Blakely Sells there on the stop, but the most important thing for Fall City was getting him down before he got the first down. Clock continues to run.
275 yards through the air now, 108 and counting down here. No timeouts for Palmyra. Back goes Stansbury. He looks, he throws, and it's dropped, incomplete. They had the first down. The pass through the hands of the running back, Jackson Chambers, out of the backfield.
And he had a good probably 5 to 10 yards ahead of him there, too. Kind of took his eyes off of it and dropped it. Clock does stop here, 31 for the Panthers. A minute left.
I'm assuming this black line on each side of the field is for the 8-man game. Maybe it's for soccer, I don't know, but I think it's the 8-man game. I wonder if that confuses anybody, you know.
Yeah,
you don't see that very often. You would think, well, it's the white line, but in this case, it could be confusing sometimes. Here we go, two receivers, 1 minute to go, two left, two right. Stansbury calling the snap count. He drops, he looks left, he's going to air it out up the field, he's got a man out there, he goes up and he grabs it with both hands, and the clock will stop as the chains will move all the way down to around the 20-yard line.
Looks like maybe Mason Collier there once again, that just fade route right up the middle, and gets over the top, big gain for the Panthers here, and they're in business.
A 32-yard pass. Now they come over, first and 10, 42 seconds to go, and did they spike that? I looked away. Yep. Stop the clock there with that. So they are now 275. They've got 307 yards passing in this ballgame. You don't see a lot of those in high school. Got another cramping issue for one of the Palmyra players over there. Second down and 10 from the Tiger 20 with 40 seconds to go.
For Fall City here, probably the run still not opened up here. No timeouts left for the Panthers, so you're looking tough here again.
It's a heartbreaker either way, and it's the first game of the season. You know, players on both sides are flat worn out. And what do we got?
Timeout on the field.
Timeout Tigers. With 40 seconds to go, the Tigers call their second timeout, I believe it is, maybe the third. 40 seconds to go, Fall City up 1, 22-21. We'll take another 30-second break and be back on KTNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Palmyra's got three plays of 20-plus yards here in the second half tonight. They had two in the first half as well, so five plays of 20-plus yards. One of them was 90, one of them was 63. So they've had a big night in that aspect. Well, here we go. Trips left. Second and 10. Following the count, here's Stansberry on the left hash mark. A motion man left to right. Back he drops at the 28. Pump fake. Got away. Still with the ball. Now throws to the corner and fires it out on the track. Incomplete. 8 seconds runs off the clock. It's third down with 32 seconds to go.
And a great job by Stansberry there to avoid the sack. Stop the clock with the throw down. It'll give Palmyra another couple of plays here. Third down and 10 coming up.
Got a pretty good arm. He threw that thing on a line a long ways, but he threw it too far. But now it's third down and 10 from the 20-yard line. 22-21, Fall City, 32 seconds to go. Trip right, single receiver wide to the left side. He's the one you worry about over there. And the snap a little off to the right side. Stansberry goes and gets it. He throws, and it's on the track again. And it's going to bring up one more play
for
Palmyra. Fourth down and 10 from the 20-yard line. The Tigers, if they can defend this one, they can take a knee. The Tigers have one timeout left. Palmyra has none.
And senior John Hippen, the kicker, made all three of his extra points, but didn't look like he had a very strong boot. Looks
right.
Like the Panthers are going to go for it here.
It would be a 37-yard field goal attempt at this point, at least, if not 38. That's a big ask in high school football. But the good news is it looks like Nebraska has a kicking game they can count on this year.
Special teams as a whole.
Here we go. Two receivers either side. Here comes the motion man. He'll overload the right side with three receivers. Stansberry back. He looks. He throws. It's a lot in the air. It's knocked down to the Tiger defense in the end zone. And the Tigers can take the knee and win the ball game by 1 point. 22-21, barring a complete disaster.
And Palmyra, went back to that play that they've had so much success on today, just a little throw down the seam. But that time, Fall City had two guys there. The safety comes over, knocks it down. Great job of knocking it down. And he didn't look like he wanted any part of that interception. He just batted it to the ground.
That's not a bad idea. All right, the Tigers will go into a game-winning formation here. Sells under center will take the snap. He'll take a knee, and that is all she wrote. The Fall City Tigers come away with a season-opening victory for the second consecutive year.
That's
this time, 22-21. The Fall City Tigers get their win
22.
In comeback fashion over the Palmyra Panthers. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. Be back and wrap up the score in this ball game on KTNC.
At Den's Country Meats, we know what it means to work hard, show up, and give it your all. Just like our hometown teams do every game. Our meats are family-made and award-winning because champions deserve the best. Fuel up with Den's jerky, snack sticks, drops, and more. Perfect for the ride home or the victory party. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
El Camino Electric in Fall City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Fall City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Fall City, your electrical problem solver.
Fraud can strike when you least expect it, but F&M Bank is here to help you stay one step ahead. Protect yourself and your family with our free fraud prevention packets. Packed with tools and tips, it'll help you spot scams, safeguard your accounts, and keep your personal information secure. Stop by F&M Bank today to pick up your packet. F&M Bank Fall City. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC.
Hey, Bart here from Farm and City Supply in Fall City. Inviting you to come up and take a look at our line of H&H trailers. We've got trailers for every need. Small utility trailers with a nice spring-loaded ramp gate on the back. Industrial line trailers for your skid loaders, mini excavators. Some of our popular items are the 14-foot industrial duty dump boxes with a good heavy scissor lift, 7-gauge floors, rollover tarps, and our ever-popular 16-plus-6 gravity tilt trailer that is really handy for all those heavy-duty loading needs. So come up and check us out at Farm and City Supply.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And welcome back to Judd Brown Stadium, where Fall City has defeated the Palmyra Panthers 22-21. And we're going to recap the scoring here. The scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn and Fall City. Call Tosh Arm Connect today to protect the things that are most important to you, your home, family, farm, and future. And for Palmyra, a really strong start with a couple of big plays that ended up in touchdowns. 7:04 left in the first quarter, a 90-yard touchdown pass from David Stansberry to Dylan Real, a three-play 89-yard drive, put them up 7-0. They would follow that up in the second with a 63-yard touchdown pass, David Stansberry to Leighton Mapson on that one. That was an eight-play 99-yard drive to put them up 14-0. A muffed punt would set up Fall City with a short field, and they would take advantage on a 7-play 40-yard touchdown drive that ended with a 5-yard Blakely Sells pass to Gavin Bauer. The extra point was no good, and it would be 14-6 heading to the half. As we entered the third quarter, a strong start for the Panthers. Mapson would run one in from 3 yards out, a 9-play 68-yard drive, and really one of the only long extended drives of the game for Palmyra. They were really mostly quick hitters tonight, long plays that ended in touchdowns, but that one, a 9-play 68-yard drive, would put them up 21-6 with 7:22 left in the third quarter. Before the end of the quarter, Fall City would answer on a 20-yard Blakely Sells run. That, a 9-play 97-yard drive, huge for the Tigers. The two-point conversion would be good to put them back just 21-14 heading into the last quarter. And in the last quarter, back and forth a couple of possessions before Fall City with an interception would set up a 30-yard Blakely Sells touchdown run. That drive, 3-play 35 yards. They would go for two and get it, ending up with our final score of 22-21. Fall City takes the game here in Judd Brown Stadium.
What an exciting game for the Tigers, trailing by 14 and coming back to get that win, 22-21. Two big interceptions on the night for the Tigers, both of them by Jason Wilkerson. Two huge interceptions, one for a touchdown, got called back. The Tigers scored on the drive anyway, and the other one kind of led to the Tiger, another Tiger score. So he had a huge night for Fall City. He had 87 yards unofficially rushing, ran the ball 21 times. Blakely Sells unofficially, 12 carries, 100 yards, 2 touchdowns, 8 out of 14 through the air for 66 yards and a score. Terrific night all the way around. The Tiger defense, I mean, looked really shaky that first quarter, but man, they got that passing game figured out for Palmyra and shut those long plays down and got the win, 22-21. All it looks like is a W on the scoreboard, and not an abundance of penalties. Tigers didn't turn it over a lot, didn't really mishandle the ball a whole lot. So overall, a very satisfying victory for the Fall City Tigers.
Yeah, and for the Tigers, they did what they needed to do. The win goes in the scorebook. It doesn't matter how pretty or how ugly it was. Like we said, last year, 5-4 record, but their wins against teams with just a 3-42 mark overall. Their losses to teams who were 20-16. Now, this Palmyra team was 0-9 last year, outscored 43-9, but tonight put some points on the board, and they look like a team that'll win some games this year. So, for Fall City, did you just beat a team that's going to win some games? Possibly, but the bigger thing is you won the game.
Right, and Palmyra did that game last year. They're a much better team with much higher numbers on their football squad, so that's going to help them as well as they go through the season. So the Tigers, then you'll have to watch the injuries. I mean, they had two or three players get dinged up tonight and just have to see how naggy those are. They can't afford to lose very many players. They started with 27 on the roster. They were down to 26 going into the game. with a few dings and dents here tonight. We'll see how everybody turns out for next week's action. Our game tonight brought to you by F&M Bank and Fall City. They're the presenting sponsor. F&M Bank, local decisions, local solutions, and local focus. That's F&M Bank in Fall City. Dylan, we keep doing this. We might get it right here. So good to work with you. We'll get better as the season goes. I'll remember my binoculars next time.
Yes.
Things like that.
Yep. First game mistakes on the field,
yeah.
First game mistakes in the booth,
yeah.
But we all get better throughout the season.
I always forget something early in the season, but a beautiful night for football and a beautiful result for the Fall City Tigers. So, for Dylan Hendricks and Aaron Wisdom, our studio engineer, I'm John Nixon, saying goodnight, everybody, from Jeg Brown Stadium, where the Tigers win it 22-21.